Attention, all ass gratification fans. Do you feel as though your current booty-pleasing devices lack a certain amount of shenanigans? After spending the last 10 months feverishly researching in the magical land of Ireland, a team of scientists from Pretty Little Dan Inc. have finally made an astounding breakthrough. Are you ready for a dando that's sure to make your ass jump around? Are you looking to pack it up and pack it in your ass? Well, get up. Stand up, come on, and throw your hands up for the Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando. The Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando is the ultimate in novelty Irish themed titillation and mutilation. It'll make your ass bleed green. After insertion, the Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando's shamrock-shaped flavor. Spigot. Shamrock-shaped. Face. After insertion, the Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando's shamrock-shaped flavor spigots deploy and secrete a mixture of Guinness, Jameson, and magically delicious potato soup. No St. Patrick's Day celebration is complete without a Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando. Take it to the parade, pub, or a Celtic ass-pounding famine orgy. Faminini? Plus, the Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando is one size fits all. From Leprechaun to Liam Neeson, it's sure to satisfy. So if you're ready for a whale of a time, order now. You don't even have to spend a pot of gold. The Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando is available for four lucky payments of $44.44. Order within the next 10 minutes and receive a free YouTube album. It's the Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando, another fine product from PLD Inc.
I'm shifting gears. This product sounds f***ed up.
Was that supposed to be famine?
Famine, yes.
All right, for whatever reason, it didn't look right. You know, sometimes you look at a word and you go, I don't know.
Yeah.
And when they threw in Celtic orgy, it's obviously, I have issues with pronunciation sometimes. Mm. Like, why would you have a famine orgy?
I guess when the great potato famine hit, they just realized, hey, might as well do it.
Yeah, that's one of the lines to where I was like, okay, Alfie, whatever. He seemed to know what he's doing on that one. I was like, okay, all right.
Damn. I don't know how you have an orgy if you ain't eating. Seems like your blood sugar be low. At least have some citrus.
Damn it.
I don't think there's an abundance of citrus in Ireland.
There could have been.
Maybe.
I mean, in this thing.
Oh, gotcha.
And just over and over and over. Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando. They're turning into real dicks with these scripts.
See, I'm enjoying this more now because now they're not just writing them to get at me, but they're also putting in certain words and phrases and tongue twisters to get at you. And that I'm okay with. But Bubblin' Dublin Dando.
Couldn't even abbreviate it. I just say it every damn time.
We tried abbreviation, the BBDD, but that sounded odd, and the double B, double D sounded odd too.
That's why I stopped editing them down. You want it again?
Yes.
Attention, all ass gratification fans. Do you feel as though your current booty-pleasing devices lack a certain amount of shenanigans? After spending the last 10 months feverishly researching in the magical land of Ireland, a team of scientists from Pretty Little Dan Inc. have finally made an astounding breakthrough. Are you ready for a dando that's sure to make your ass jump around? Are you looking to pack it up and pack it in your ass? Well, get up. Stand up, come on, and throw your hands up for the Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando. The Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando is the ultimate in novelty iris themed titillation and mutilation. It'll make your ass bleed green. After insertion, the Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando's shamrock-shaped flavor. Spigot. Shamrock-shaped.
Face.
After insertion, the Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando's shamrock-shaped flavor spigots deploy and secrete a mixture of Guinness, Jameson, and magically delicious potato soup. No St. Patrick's Day celebration is complete without a Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando. Take it to the parade, pub, or a Celtic ass-pounding famine orgy.
Faminini?
Plus, the Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando is one size fits all. From Leprechaun to Liam Neeson, it's sure to satisfy. So if you're ready for a whale of a time, order now. You don't even have to spend a pot of gold. The Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando is available for four lucky payments of $44.44. Order within the next 10 minutes and receive a free YouTube album. It's the Butt Bubblin' Dublin Dando, another fine product from PLD Inc.
I'm shifting gears. This product sounds up.
Free YouTube album.
So, there you have that. Somebody sent me Dan Lewis's LinkedIn page.
Okay.
I don't know why he's using a fake air name, stage name, whatever the hell you call it when you don't use your real name.
Pseudonym, air name, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because he's got himself listed on LinkedIn under Daniel Lewis, morning show host at Vision Media Group.
Maybe that's one of those, maybe his bosses, when they just figure when you're on the air, let's use a different name so people don't automatically link the two. But if they recognize your voice, fine. But I'm with you. It just why go that route?
And then, see, these three pages.
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn it. I forgot to click on the, oh, crap. Under skills, I'll get to that in a second. But it's got like 8, 9 listed. And then it says, to see all 23, click here.
Jeez, 23? I don't even know if I've got that many on mine.
A lot of it was redundant. Daniel Lewis, morning show host at Vision Media Group. Experience, morning show host, Vision Media Group, January 2014 to present. Morning host for 98.9 The Hot FM, production director of Vision Media Group, Paris. So he's in Paris, Texas now.
Got it.
Create and maintain daily, weekly community calendar. Perform remote broadcast as required. Maintain various social media accounts. Sounds more like a resume. Is that what LinkedIn is supposed to be? More of a resume thing?
Mm-hmm.
They've got me listed on there, but I didn't open an account.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No picture, no information, no nothing.
I don't know how they go about that.
Because I get 2 or 3 emails a week, blah, blah, blah. Like to add you on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
I just dismiss them. I figure it's spam.
That's kind of what it is. As long as somebody has your email address, they'll send it to you, and it'll look like you have your own profile.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'll actually, same as you, I'll get a bunch of requests to my Eagle email, but I'm not on LinkedIn with that email. It's on a separate one.
Then it lists his previous experience, morning show host, East Texas Broadcasting, April 2010, March 2013. Morning host for the classic rock station, 101.9 K-Bus.
What?
K-Bus. It just sounds like a station for window lickers. Then it lists pretty much the same stuff he's doing now with maintaining this, that. From February 08 to March 09, reporter, news anchor for WBAP.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Did he actually anchor?
I think so. I want to say he did it nighttime?
On the weekends. It wasn't a regular shift, was it?
I don't think so. I think he was weekend and fill-in.
All right. You want to warm it up in here a little bit?
Sure.
Cold?
Yeah, you're not?
Well, I'm wearing a hoodie at the moment because I was cold.
Oh.
I figured if I'm cold, you're comfy.
Gathered news from a variety of sources. All of his duties at BAP.
That's internet. From a variety of sources.
Write approximately 10 to 12 original news stories per shift.
Okay.
He spelled shift wrong.
That's awesome. How did he spell it?
Sift.
What a tool.
Conduct.
You know, you misspelled that.
Not many people know the origin of shift actually came from sift. I'm using its core. What's its?
I'm about to punch you in a core.
Conduct off-air interviews, perform a... while I'm reading these, pull up LinkedIn and look for Daniel Lewis because I want to get to the skills. You'll have to scroll down like three pages.
Can someone give me their sign-in stuff?
You don't have to sign in.
To look at his stuff, I do.
Yeah.
But then he'll
I didn't have to.
That's because someone sent it to you.
Oh.
Because if I click on it, then he's going to get an email that says, hey, Dan O'Malley's checking out your profile. And I'm not having that.
Wow. That was just amazing. You know, I'll get to it in a second. At BAP, perform twice per hour newscast, train new hires in newsroom procedures. I'm sure that was a joy.
Ooh.
For the newbies.
Ugh.
Upload news to the website. Write weekly news blog. Prepare news for next shift. Then he talks about him being a morning drive host in towns for Town Square Media in Victoria, Texas. And then from May 2006 to October 2006, he was a host of Lewis and Hancock.
Really?
It just says Dallas-Fort Worth area. I don't know where that would have been. Co-hosted a financial news program featuring interviews with corporate executives, stock analysis, and other financial professionals. Wrote and hosted a weekly entertainment news segment, but it doesn't say that it actually aired. Maybe it was a podcast.
It must be. It
said Lankford Media Group. Oh, and then he lists BAP again. I guess he went back. Same crap. And then February 04 to 05. Host of the Dan Lewis Show on KFCDAM 990 Talk Radio. Is that here? I know there's a 990.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is Dallas-Fort Worth area. I thought 990 was a religious.
At one point, it had tried being a... It was trying to be a Cafe 990, the female-driven talk station that I think lasted like 2 days.
KFCD is here in town. It is licensed in Farmersville.
Okay. From October 2003 to February 2004. I didn't realize it lasted that long. 5 months. Host of the Dan Lewis Show for CBS Radio. Host of 5-hour overnight talk show covering local and national news, politics, humor, style with two squirrels as sidekicks.
Did he actually say squirrels?
Of course not.
A second. I'm just, you know.
He doesn't actually list the station. It just says CBS Radio in Dallas-Fort Worth. So it looks impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Now if they were to ask, well, which station and what did you actually do? Were you the one with the squirrels?
Well.
From March 2000 to October 2003, executive producer, co-host of The Russ Martin Show on CBS Radio. Executive producer and co-host of one of Dallas-Fort Worth's highest-rated hot talk programs. Guest bookings, voice actor, traffic anchor, writer.
Sorry.
And then he even lists when he worked with us, or me, at the Eagle the first go-round. And used the iHeartMedia logo. Which,
it wasn't.
It was Nationwide or something like that at the time.
Yeah, see, on my resume, whenever I've had to update it, I'd leave whatever the company name was at the time, that's what it was. I don't update it to what it currently is.
Yeah. You never worked for iHeart.
No. Because back when I first started at KZPS doing promotions, at the time I think it was AM-FM, which was the precursor to Clear Channel and iHeart, but on my resume, it still says AM-FM.
Damn it. This is really disappointing, I gotta tell you.
Why?
When it gets to skills, voiceover, radio, broadcast, video production, video, radio broadcasting, radio producing, Adobe Audition, radio host, broadcast journalism, radio programming, radio promotions, audio editing, radio advertising, social media. To see the other 23 skills, click here. And then it just talks about when he went to Texas A&M. Graduated WW Samuel High School, where I went.
Mm-hmm.
High school diploma, 4.0 GPA.
Oh my God. He included that? Shut up. No, he didn't.
There where my index finger is.
What a douche. Oh, my God. The last time I cared about my high school GPA was when I was trying to get into college. After that, I didn't even care.
They didn't ask me at Eastfield. I don't even think they asked me if I went to high school.
I'm sure you had to supply a transcript, but at that point, it's just like, he's got one, let him in.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's kind of how the community college, junior college thing typically works. Did you graduate? Cool. You got money? Come on in. Yeah, it's not much more than the getting a car.
I have no clue what my GPA was. You got $99?
Uh-huh.
You got job?
Uh-huh. Welcome to Eastfield.
Activities while at Samuel. Band, jazz band, and also in the talented and gifted program.
Jesus, Alfie.
It sounds like somebody didn't pay a whole lot of attention in the tag program if right now you're doing mornings in Paris, Texas. You vinegar and water pouch.
GPA 4.0.
I was just happy to get out of high school. I think I had like a, I don't know, it was algebra that screwed up my GPA. Because I made a D in that, and that's all I, it's the last class I had to pass to get out.
Oof.
I think it was like a, maybe a 3.
Which is still very good. It's great. There are plenty
I could be pumping it up some.
It doesn't matter. You graduated. That's step one.
That's not really something you run around bragging about.
I know. I mean,
I graduated high school. Where'd you go? I'd rather not say. Oh, okay. DISD. Well, I didn't say that. You didn't have to.
Yeah. But there's somewhat of a badge to be worn, though, if you come through or go through DISD. Because it's not only did you graduate, but someone's going to say, man, you made it. Good job. You made it out.
But it's not like it was that big of a struggle. Except algebra. Algebra sucked. Jack, even at DISD, sucked.
And the last time I saw a GPA of mine was when we were moving, and I saw my old college transcript. I just saw the decline from semester to semester. First semester, man, I cared. Every semester after that, I had to pay for it. You just saw the GPA go down, and next thing you know, I got incompletes on classes because I just quit going.
Yeah, and that's f***ed up in itself. Why don't the professor can drop you from the course so it doesn't show incomplete. He just said dropped.
Yeah, but I think
they're too lazy.
Yeah, And it's my own fault. So I had like...
I know, but I had an incomplete because I stopped going to one of them. I couldn't stand the guy.
Yeah. I kept having to go to work. It's like, okay, class, pay rent. Well, I'm going to pay rent, so see ya.
And as you watch your GPA decline, you're going, all right, it's time to jump off this mother...
I actually felt a little bit of guilt when I was looking at it. I was just like, oh, man, that's gross.
Yeah, you drop a class, and then you're like, well, I'll still do this. I'll still do it. I'll try. Then, yeah, you get to the point. You know,
I'd always end up dropping after the drop date. And so then I, yeah. Whatever, I was screwed. Not only did I get left with a crummy grade, I still had to pay for all the class.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we don't have time for audio. We got a break here. Okay. During the break, I will pull up all of Dan Lewis's skills that he listed on LinkedIn.
Man, I don't know. This will be a long enough commercial break.
Everybody has an ego. But I couldn't allow myself to list anything more than, and I had to run a console. I can multitask.
Mm-hmm.
I can pick up things after a while, but after that, I really don't want to brag about anything.
Stuck in his ways. Hates change.
Kind of a hoe.
You never know.
I really hate a 5-day work week.
Masak you, Dan.
We'll be back to the
Russ Martin Show.
3:37, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Kroger. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Northbound Loop 820 right at Randall Mill. Got some road construction there blocking various lanes. Traffic there is completely stopped back from I-30. Also in Fort Worth, westbound 183 right at 360. Got an accident blocking the three right lanes there. Traffic is backed up back from Esther's Road. In Hearst, westbound 183 just before Precinct Line. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Brown Trail. In Denton, southbound I-35E right at Post Oak. Road construction there has a different lane shut down. They're doing pothole repair. Traffic's jacked up back from Fort Worth Drive. Finally in Carrollton, southbound 35 just before Frankfort. Road construction has various lanes shut down. Traffic's backed up back from FM 1171. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, brought to you by ExxonMobil. Eagle weather tonight, there will be a few showers late with a low of 52. Tomorrow, the rain continues as we hit a high around 64. Right now, 66 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Dan just rolled up his news like a magazine Emmy. I went, no. No.
That's cool, man.
No, it's not.
You know what, yeah, it is.
BGDC?
You know, they should have called it that instead.
Is that not what it was?
No, they Hoover did the mashup, called it, what did they call it?
ACBGs?
No, Staying in Black.
Oh, mine's better.
Yeah.
To me, it seemed kind of obvious.
There's some Windows update going on that is jacking with my computer again. There's been like, I don't know, 25 updates in the past week.
Ugh.
I don't understand why you... I guess yours updates automatically. Yours is a company computer.
I guess it does. I mean... For the most part, I come in, it's basically right where I left it, as opposed to yours, which is, it's constantly in flux.
Well, and now when I play a file on my computer, my personal computer I bring in here, it says, to get information about the media you have selected, including discography, lyrics, review, you change privacy settings and tools options, whatever. If I wanted it, I would have changed it. It's just distracting, because now every time I open up a file... that message is in my face.
Douche.
Okay. You say somebody posted something about Dan Lewis on Facebook?
Yes. Yeah, sent me a Facebook message. He said, hang on, let me pull it up. How come Tua Lewis didn't include his stint at Six Flags as Black Bart? Oh, I'm sorry. Were you drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. How come Tua Lewis didn't include his stint at Six Flags as Black Bart? He's a sure quality hire. Damn. Damn, Shane. Damn.
He didn't list his GPA at Texas A&M.
Must have not have been up to snuff.
I thought it was East Texas State University.
It used to be.
Okay.
Now it's A&M Commerce, I believe.
So East Texas...
East Texas State no longer exists, but again, that to me is one of those things. Maybe LinkedIn updates it automatically. I don't know, but to me, I would put the school I went to and maybe in parentheses, Texas A&M Commerce. Because if someone asked to see your diploma, for example, I don't think anyone would, but in case they did, it's going to have a different name on it.
Yeah, because a friend of mine was going to East Texas about the same time, and I don't recall it being associated with A&M.
No, it wasn't. And then, like, you had a few other satellite schools when the UT system and the A&M system got bigger. They absorbed, took over some of the smaller universities. And that's how you get A&M Commerce. A&M
Actually, Kingsville. All right, in his defense, it says education, Texas A&M University Commerce. He studied music theory, education, and senior. That's what it says.
Okay.
Attended school there when it was East Texas State University.
Got it.
Activities in the societies. Kappa Kappa Psi. That's the way you say it?
Yes.
Kappa Kappa Psi Zeta Kappa?
There's lots of, it doesn't necessarily mean that's a fraternity. It could be just some type of honorary program of some sort.
That's the honorary band fraternity.
There you go.
The is that the whole name? Kappa Kappa? Kappa Kappa Psi Zeta Kappa?
Zeta Kappa may be the chapter name.
All right, Zeta Kappa chapter marching band.
Yeah.
He was in the jazz band, Wind Ensemble. He was also the host of 88.9 KETR FM. And then all the skills he listed.
You know, 20...
What is that, 23 or something?
Yeah. Okay, each pause is a different skill.
Gotcha.
Voiceover, radio, broadcast, video production, video, radio broadcasting, radio producing, Adobe Audition, radio host, broadcast journalism, radio programming, radio promotions, audio editing, radio advertising, social media, broadcast television, television, voice acting, news writing, breaking news, audio vault, new media, stork system, no idea, computer hardware, computer repair, MC,
ew,
media production, podcasting, voicing, voiceovers, audiobooks, on-air announcing, audio post-production, Vox Pro, music programming, Radio announcing, sound, and Pro Tools.
Oh.
I have skills in sound.
Hearing. Seeing.
I am able to digest food.
You know what? Maybe he's using the website the right way, because during the break I was looking at my LinkedIn profile, and mine's like just real basic. It's, I think my skills, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I don't know, it's like 15 or something. And actually, I don't think most of
the skills you listed.
It's some of the same ones, but I don't think I necessarily check all of them. I think people
you think they check a lot of. Okay, it's like meta tags go out on the internet, or if you search something.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is, like a LinkedIn hashtag kind
of. Yeah.
So, okay. Like, so that's why there's a lot of redundant listings.
Yeah, because like, I know, for example, like digital media is listed on mine, and I know that however many years ago I set this thing up, I don't think I clicked on that. So I think someone did that one for me.
Yeah, I wonder why Tool Lewis didn't list his stint as Black Bart at Six Flags.
That's all part of the entertainment, you know, aspect.
Yeah, it's theatrical stuff that he did, too, whatever else. Some play he did.
Yeah, children's play, or not children's play, local theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Small theater. And theater that nobody went to see.
Yes. Or the and under skills, horseback riding should be included.
People are going to think you mean a real horse, though. And you certainly can't put, you don't want to put stick pony on there. Superior in acting abilities over Bill Bragg, who was the other Black Bart. That's what he came riding into town on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I have no clue. If anybody's ever done that job, I want to know how much it pays. You're going to have to give me a lot of cash to come riding into town on a stick pony.
It's for the kids, though. It's supposed to be fun, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, I think they've turned that into a karaoke stage.
Ew.
They don't have the shootouts anymore?
I don't know. I know at least this week they don't. Because my roommates and the kiddo went and said, nope, there was a karaoke stage set up there.
Tool Lewis.
How come you left that off your resume?
Okay.
I should look yours up real quick just to see what's listed under you.
I don't think there's... I didn't sign up. I don't know what I'm doing on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I'm not showing you popping up. Just a few other Russ Martins.
It just shows an outline of a face, you know, meaning nobody's inserted a picture.
Right.
And it just says, Russ Martin, Clear Channel Broadcasting. I have no idea how I got on there. I certainly didn't open an account. What do I care? I opened up a Google Plus account a couple of years ago. I don't even know what to do with it.
I don't even know if I even bothered registering on that.
Yeah, I have one, and like I keep seeing, hey, so-and-so is in your circle. Where's my circle?
What do you do with a Google Plus?
Now I think pretty much nothing. Because they had high hopes for it initially.
Yeah, but it's still on all the big share things. It's the top one. I mean, one of the top ones. There's, you know, of course, there's Google, Facebook, Twitter, and then Google. It's always listed in one of their top share sites.
I don't know what it's for. I forget why I signed up for it.
I think you signed up for it maybe if, for no other reason, just so no one else could sign up as you.
Oh. I don't even like Google. Yeah. 7 years later, my mugshot still pops up on the first page. How does that happen? There are other pictures of me on the internet. Why would it default to that one?
I'm sure they've got some sort of reason behind it, but if it's a news article or something, when they give their results, they're going to want to give, I guess, a varied results showing. And part of that's going to be if there's news, if there's video, images, web.
Well, I've
in
made
general.
The news for other things.
Yes. Unfortunately, that one was the one that got the most attention. And that may be why it comes up on the search on Google, because
but it just
of the
goes
attention.
To this one web page. I don't even know who owns it. It's just irritating because Mandy skated from all this. I could say her entire name on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm taking the high road. But one day I'm going to be drunk on the air, pissed off, and I'm going to start throwing out everything.
There's that down low road.
Okay. What do you got, Alfie?
Guy on line 3 says he knows how much Black Bart makes.
What's your name, dude?
Jonathan.
All right, go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, I worked at Six Flags for about 5-6 years in the entertainment department, and Black Bart makes about $12 to $14 an hour, depending on how many people audition for it.
How many hours a day?
It's It's actually a pretty good gig because you work, you do a 30-minute show, and then you have an hour and a half break, and then you do a 30-minute show, and you do like five shows a day. So actual work, 2.5 hours on the clock, 9.
Okay. And they pay you for the whole 9 hours?
Yeah, they pay you for the whole 9 hours. There's a guy that I actually went to high school with that's still doing that. He just loves it. I don't know why.
And they still have the shootouts and everything?
They do, but they only do it during full-fledged, all-the-way open summer time. They don't do it during Holiday in the Park or during spring break. They only do it during summer.
They worried about the horses overheating? No, that wouldn't make any sense.
No, dry rot.
12 times 9. About $108 a day.
Yeah.
But I don't think he did it every day.
No, because he remember he had to split the time.
They usually have, the way that they have it set up now, well, the last time I worked there, is one Bart does it like 5 days, and then they have one guy who's an alternate pretty much for all the parts, and he does whatever part is off that day.
Okay. Yeah, because Dan Lewis always had a problem with Bill Bragg, the former voice of Big Tex. He was the other black Bart, and he just called him a hack, didn't know what he was doing. If Bill Bragg wasn't such an a-hole, I'd like him.
Yeah.
Only because Dan Lewis doesn't.
Yeah. The people who do that kind of acting get very sensitive about their craft.
I don't like there being another black Bart.
Yeah. You should have seen, there was a guy that used to do Merlin in the kids' magic show. Always high as a freaking kite, but wouldn't let anyone else do Merlin, no matter how messed up he was.
It's mine. Merle does magic?
No, Merlin.
Oh. Never mind. Oh. I don't really care.
That's what I first thought, too.
All right. I want to take any of these.
Guy on line 4 has a request if you'd like.
Okay. Yes, Jeffrey.
Hey, ball fans. Since we're talking about old Dan Lewis, you got his audition for WR still?
The real one, or the real one, or the one that Everett did?
Everett. Hilarious.
Let me check my flash drive. All right. Thanks.
All right.
Let's see.
Also, if you'd like, our Robert's on line 5.
All right, I'll talk to him while I'm digging around. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, boss.
Yep.
I tried to do the math on the fly, but it sounded to me like the longest Dan Lewis held a job in the last 15 years was with you.
Yeah, and it was, it only showed three years, 8 months, or whatever on LinkedIn.
Right.
It sure felt, I'm not trying to be cute here. Felt a hell of a lot longer.
Did you throw in the stuff when you were together at the Eagle? Because how long were you with the Eagles together?
First time. That's on there.
That'd have been about 3 years, I guess.
Let's see. Hold on. Give me a second. 1997 to March 2000. 3 years and a month. And then he was with us at CBS for another 3 years. So about 7 years. Okay, well, that explains why it seems so f***ing long.
That's because it is.
All right.
It was.
Thanks. I don't see Everett's. I see Dan Lewis's. I'll play part of his while I'm looking for Everett's.
Can't fix stupid, so we gave it a morning show.
Tonight at 10 on NBC5, a focus on Dan Lewis. Don't let this happen to you.
I'm just playing anything that kind of Dan Lewis. Dan Lewis montage. Oh, I think this is all the songs that I wrote about Dan.
Okay.
I forgot. This is Queen of Hearts, but I forgot what I wrote. I know it started out with welfare. You know, Dan said DFW Downs. The hell is that?
They're in the gate.
Oh, that's when I was doing fake horse racing.
Yeah, that was good.
35 seconds, you want it?
Go for it.
You can see how old this is. I'm amazed how long I've had this flash drive. Properties. Well, it's not that old. About a couple of years.
They're in the gate. And they're off. Ludwig's Knuckles takes a quick lead, followed by Saul's Giddy Oranges. I'm not picking up my socks, and Josh Brent fails another one. Come up on the rail, Lieutenant Denzel's Big Black. And bringing up the rear, Dan Lewis's career. It's I'm not picking up my socks, Saul's Giddy Oranges. Ludwig's Knuckles coming up to third. Coming around the pack and moving into first place, Lieutenant Denzel's Big Black. With Saul's Giddy Oranges coming up his ass, followed by Ludwig's Knuckles and Dan Lewis's career. Oh! Dan Lewis's career! He's fallen, broken all four legs, and committed suicide.
I remember I did two or three of those, not all about Dan Lewis. And before I played them, you guys started gambling. I tell you, who was in the race?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you make horse racing more interesting. There's a reason why it does so well.
But these were fake.
Doesn't matter. No, it's the same as when you go out to Lone Star Park. Because when you did this, none of us knew who the winner was going to be.
That's true.
And I'm never one to shy away from boxing in exacta.
Yeah, as long as I couldn't bet.
Yeah.
You guys could do whatever. I know we've been through this before. Chloe, did you have to go find the Everett thing one time?
Yes. Did you try to put in just EV? I forgot how I found it.
Clarice eats Evan.
Try my flash.
What is it? What about you, Dan? You ever get an ass?
I'd add that to my list of things I didn't think I'd hear today.
All right, let me check your flash.
It's worth a shot if you don't have any luck on any of the other ones.
Rodney's. No, it's not it.
Or WRR, maybe.
Let me back out of your... Sorry, entertain yourself wherever you happen to be listening right now.
Yeah, it's one of those few times that we're going to tell you do something. Well, it was dependent on us.
I always like to play part of Dan's original demo.
You need to get the flavor of it.
Okay, I found Everett's.
Okay.
Let me let me search WRR. Nope. Okay. Now I lost Everett's. Okay.
My name is Dan Lewis. I have over 12 years of experience in Dallas radio, all of which occurred during a 6-year period of time. For 30 years, I was the producer of the Russ Martin Show. Fortunately, I was surrounded by a sufficient measure of talent that my mediocrity was largely obscured. As a result, my wife, Laura, was able to convince a somewhat inebriated program director to give me my...
By the way, this is not exactly the way that Dan's demo went, but it's damn close. And most of this is accurate,
yeah.
Short of the 30 years.
My own show, a glowing jewel of the firmament, the Dan Lewis Show, was so successful that it was canceled almost immediately from one station, thereafter casting another into the tempestuous throes of bankruptcy. I have been married to the same lovely woman for over 24 years.
Every time.
This next line coming up refers to when we took a station trip to Mexico and Dan fingered a listener.
Dan Lewis.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
To whom I and 9 of my meaty digits have been completely faithful. We have two or three children whose names I might recall if, in so doing, it did not otherwise compromise my narcissism. Peter Piper picked the peppers.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
407. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. That's the 935 right at Walnut Hill. Got an accident there. Traffic's completely stopped back from Valley View. Into Carrollton, that's the 935 just before Frankfort Road. Road construction there has multiple lanes blocked. Traffic there is backed up back from FM 1171 in Louisville. Let's move into Denton, south on I-35, right at Post Oak. Road construction there has a couple of different lanes shut down. Traffic's backed up back to Fort Worth Drive. In McKinney, northbound 75, right at Virginia, got some road construction blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up into Allen, back to Stacy Road. Hour delay through it. And a big one in Fort Worth, westbound 183, right at 360, got an accident blocking the three right lanes. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Story Road. You look at an hour and a half delay through it. If you want, I don't know, try taking North Gate or 356, something, I don't know. Listen to Debbie Sexton tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days of Grace on April 23rd at the Bomb Factory. Details are at KEGL.com.
Hang on, listen to who?
Debbie Sexton. She's in for Skull this week. Skull's out on vacation.
Do I know Debbie Sexton?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
She's the blonde, walks around. She does traffic a lot, too.
Traffic reports?
Yeah.
It's not that porn star I banged in the 90s.
No, that's...
Danny Sexton.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I didn't want things to be uncomfortable at all.
I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by ExxonMobil. Tonight, some rain developing later on with a low of 52. Tomorrow, that rain sticks around as we hit a high around 64. Right now, it's 66 at 97.1, the Eagle.
How about some...
How about you set my home, Blake Buck, over?
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You stroke, you jump, your heart and your cheese, because I'm your tall, cool one, and I'm built to please.
CPS play this? Lone Star?
I believe so, yes.
All right. I don't know if this was one of Robert Plant's bigger albums. I just like that song. We played it on the Eagle in the 80s.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. What were we doing?
Looking for Dan Lewis's old air check thing.
All right. Any of this run in Best Of recently?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Let's see. I'm not going to play all of these. Dan Lewis, air check weather. I don't know if I've heard all these.
In Dallas and Rockwall counties, the forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a high in the mid.
This is part of his demo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of that's broken down.
You can tell it's part of his demo that he sent to WRR because it sounds natural.
In Dallas and Rockwall counties, the forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-50s, light north winds becoming southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Night mostly cloudy with a low in the low 40s. Wednesday, we'll see decreasing cloudiness by late morning, windy and cooler with a high in the low 50s. Similar conditions in Ellis and Tarrant counties for Wednesday night, cloudy and cold with lows near 30 degrees. FW Airport hits cloudy and 50 degrees.
Didn't he list in his resume that he's... proficient in audio production?
He did. Audio editing.
Yeah, even Pro Tools.
Pro Tools, is... Adobe, yeah. Sound as well.
All right, I'll give you your choice. There's Dan Lewis reading just commercial copy, just to show how he reads commercial copy, or his original demo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you a choice.
Whichever one lists his, when he tries to talk about the people on artists or composers, is that on there? Composer?
The WRR announcer's job is not an easy one. of course, the works of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Ludwig von Beethoven, Johann Sebastian Bach, and Richard Wagner are discussed.
Alfie, was it you or Everett pointed out that he actually mispronounced some of these?
I think he does mispronounce a couple of them. The next one, I'm sure he mispronounces.
Yeah. Regularly.
Orchestra.
Problems present themselves. Sebastian Bach and Richard Wagner are discussed regularly.
That one?
Richard Wagner's right, but the orchestra that he says here in a second is completely jacked up.
Problems present themselves in uttering the sibilant mellifluence cadences of such sounds as Hans Schmidt's Gestalt, Karl Schurricht, and the Hammerklavier Sonata.
It was one of those. It's one of those. One of those just doesn't sound right. I don't know which one.
But. It's the one where he goes, L'Orchestre du Paris.
Is that wrong or is it L'Orchestre de Paris?
It's L'Orchestre, one word. And de Paris, a little more nasal.
Well, I was a little closer than he was.
You certainly were.
Into mellifluence cadences of such.
Mellifluence. Semblance. Why do people say that? I know I'm off track again. Mm-hmm. When they're checking a mic, they'll say that. Semblance. Isn't that right, Alfie?
Sibilance.
Sibilance, whatever. What was I saying the other day in the studio when I was checking the mic?
Oh, damn, I don't remember. Syphilis.
Syphilis. Yeah, that's yeah. It. I was close.
Yeah.
Syphilis. check, syphilis.
Sounds as Hans Schmidt's Gestalt, Karl Schurricht, and the Hammerklavier Sonata. One must weather the complications of L'Orchestre de la Suisse Romanade, the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, and other complicated nomenclature. However, it must by no means be assumed that the ability to pronounce L'Orchestre de la Société de Concerts du Conservatoire de Paris with fluidity and verve outweighs in ease, naturalness, and friendliness of delivery when at the omnipresent microphone.
Ugh.
How big of a douche do you have to be to where even WRR thinks you're a dick?
Yeah, wow. I say GD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the program director was listening. She's like, I said, damn. What a pompous hole.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
that's coming from a classical music station program director.
Yeah. You know, the PD listening to that was just had his arms crossed over his tweed jacket with his corduroy arm elbow patches and smoking a pipe and just says, that man's an a-hole.
For example, when delivering a diatribe concerning Vladimir Horowitz, Luciano Pavarotti, Yasha Heifetz, Herbert von Karajan.
Why would you deliver a diatribe? Anyone?
Yeah.
Well, it's not only that, but.
I always associate diatribe with somebody just running their mouth about something.
Absolutely.
I mean, having a fit.
But the thing is, it's not only that. He's not only doing that, but he's also telling. What we assume is the program director at WRR how to do the job. This is how you should do this job.
Well, obviously he wanted to demonstrate. Here's my perception. I hope it matches yours.
Just do it. Shut up and do it.
Well, what would be the diatribe about?
When at the omnipresent microphone, for example, when delivering a diatribe concerning Vladimir.
Do I have the definition wrong?
No, that's it. Diatribe is like a. Like you said, somebody having a fit.
For example, when delivering a diatribe concerning Vladimir Horowitz, Luciano Pavarotti, Yasha Heifetz, Herbert von Karajan, Andre Segovia, or Beniamino Gigli, 5 out of 6 is good enough if the 6th one is mispronounced plausibly. Poets, although not such a constant annoyance as polysyllabically named singers, creep in now and then. Of course, Dylan Thomas and W.B. Yeats are no great worry. Composers occur almost incessantly.
I wonder where he got this script.
I'm sure he wrote it.
There's not enough vinegar and water on a planet.
Oh, you forget your friend.
And they range all the way from Albinez and Berlioz through Wolf, Zanikas, Isaiah, and Zavattieri.
You better say it quick, Alfie. Dan and I are distracted by this dog walking on TV dressed up like a high school kid.
Ow.
I have no idea what the story was about. It was a dog walking on its hind legs, and they had a backpack on it, and it had to just dressed up like a sixth grader and holding its books in its two front legs, but walking on its upright. We got to get – I know we need the TVs in here, but we got to figure out some way not to look at them.
You had a different take than I just did. I was going to say we need a DVR so we can back up and watch it again.
Yeah, we used to have one over at CBS.
I know, man. That was the good old days.
Wait.
I missed something. It's okay. Back it on up.
Oh. What were you going to say, Alvy?
One of those names Dan definitely got wrong. Like Isak Albanese or Albanith.
What is it? Isak?
That's it. That's how you say it. He said Albanese or something like that.
Five out of six is good enough if the sixth one...
Did I miss it?
No, it's further on.
...is mispronounced plausibly. Poets, although not such a constant annoyance as polysyllabically named singers, creep in now and then. Of course, Dylan Thomas and W.B. Yeats are no great worry. Composers occur almost incessantly, and they range all the way from Albinez and Berlioz through Wolf, Zanikas, Isaïe, and Zavattieri. Let us reiterate that a warm, simple tone of voice is desirable even when introducing the Wagner opera Die Mastersinger von Nürnberg, Rossini's opera La Cenerentola, or Debussy's orchestral piece Prelude à la Première du Enfant.
Why don't you suck my d- and play Buck Owens? All right, I'm done. I can't take any more of him.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
But now, at least, if you've never heard the two before, should have played Dan's first and then played Everett's, but now you can compare the two.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Daniel Lewis.
My name is Daniel Lewis. I have a little more than 12 years of experience in...
My name is Dan Lewis. I have over 12 years of experience in Dallas radio, all of which occurred during a six-year period of time.
All right, we got to quit it. People are going to think we're running messed up again.
Oh, man.
It's Tuesday, March 12th, or a good-looking Friday morning. Hey, tomorrow's Friday the 13th. Mm. Today's Friday the 13th. You listen on 1190.
Thank you.
We don't have Friday the 13th on FM stations. Okay, let me run this past, and listeners can call and tell Alfie their opinion.
Oh, boy.
Now that the time has changed and 1190 doesn't go to full power until almost 8 o'clock now, pretty close. It's sunrise is pretty close to around 8, isn't it?
Yeah, Alfie? I think 7:45 today.
Okay, which means the first hour of our show is almost unheard. Because at low power, 1190 is a studio.
Yeah.
What if, while we're on daylight saving time, or whatever we're on now for the summer, is that right?
Yeah.
We run the last hour of the show from the FM between 7 and 8, and then when they go to high power, we run the beginning of the show here, the one that starts at 3. Because most people say they're able to hear what they missed on 1190 the last couple hours.
Gotcha.
That makes sense?
Yes.
I don't know how, if that would be, it's confusing to say. I feel like I'm Doc Brown explaining to Marty the alternate timeline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a chalkboard's about to get some squiggly lines.
Yeah. Here's where it's skewed. So it's just a thought.
You can certainly do it.
Because a lot of people miss the ones with jobs up till 5 o'clock.
Right.
They miss the first couple hours of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we should almost run the show in reverse on 1190.
I think it makes sense. And the way that our last hour normally goes, that means our first hour. So we'll start at like 8:30. on 1190.
Yeah, because our last hour, we run long. Last night, we went till 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from a guy. He goes, man, that was great. I didn't have to go in the house. He goes, my wife's pissed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it gave me a reason to sit in the driveway. I got an email from it. It just said, from a big black man. Dude, you make me cry with that Terry Dorsey eulogy. Even people that didn't know Dorsey said that they felt like they knew him just through this show.
It's an emotional thing.
Yeah, I got it, because they knew that Dorsey was our friend or whatever. That's, they were upset for us.
I actually had a buddy send me a text after he heard about Dorsey and, man, my condolences to you and the guys. I was like,
yeah.
I really appreciate that. That's very kind, but I never actually met Terry. Always respected him. I've only met Hawkeye, I think, once, maybe twice.
Well, even in your case then, you felt like you knew Dorsey even though you never met him.
Right.
Which is what an elite broadcaster does. You don't have to have polysyllabic.
Polysyllabic? I'm asking.
You see the face.
I see the eyes.
Yes. You know the words.
I do.
Let's sing it together.
Don't need a bouncing ball for that tune.
Just to bounce off three words.
The only thing I wonder, if we take the last hour and put that first on 1190. No, I guess it doesn't change anything on the iHeart app, does it? It'll just do the same thing.
What do I care? Yeah, they're getting the show for free.
Oh, I know.
We could just hand them the show, the entire 4 hours unedited, or 4.5 hours unedited, and go, there you go. If you want, just run it straight, traffic and all. We cut it up. Dan cuts it up, cuts it into segments. Chloe takes it, uploads it into the 1190 server. And they get ratings. And what do we get?
More work.
Well, again, I did do some horse trading. I said,
yeah, that is true.
We would do it if a couple of people in the show got something.
And in that case, happy to do it.
What's the matter, Chloe?
Oh, no, my foot just started hurting.
Why? Out of guilt?
No.
You need some citrus?
Your blood sugar low?
You got some diabetes, Fleet?
I bet you ain't got no sugar in your blood.
No, it's a skydiving foot that broke. It's just hurting today.
I didn't know you broke it.
Oh, yeah. And it just, every once in a while, just
when did you break it?
I don't know, about 6 years ago?
Wow.
7 years ago? And everyone's, it just acts up. I'm sorry. I just made a face trying not to say anything.
Last night, I kicked my dishwasher. You don't see me running around going, oh, it hurts.
Well, I broke my cubio bone. So every once in a while, it just kind of starts hurting. You asked.
What is that? Like a... Damn it. Where you... little cabinet where you store antiquities?
No. It's the cube-shaped bone.
You really should not have made so much fun of Dan Lewis's tape. It's like the curse of Dan Lewis. Now we can't pronounce anything correctly.
Well, it's close. Curio.
There it is.
The semblance. What a male gash.
He's a mash.
Okay. Don't want to take any of these off me? I got a break.
If you want, I can give you the breakdown, but everyone but one is saying no.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
They say why?
They say because... different reasons, like, hey, if people can't pick it up, just pick it up on iHeart. It's their fault for not having good jobs so they can get out early.
Man.
One guy says he wants to hear the last part towards 11 o'clock because to him it's the funniest.
Last part of the show?
Yep.
As far as the flow of the show, I get that. That does make a lot of sense because there's an alcohol flow to the show.
I could always start drinking earlier.
You could, but still, that last hour is the drunkest.
Yeah, a lot of people compare the last hour to our first hour when we were on mornings.
Yeah, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I remember for the most part the last hour of the show in the afternoons. Mornings,
mm-mm.
There was no alcohol involved. Mm. It was just bad. I mean, I don't know if the show was good or not, because I don't know what we did.
I'd rather.
I just know everybody came stumbling into the studio going, own, talk.
Yeah, I think one day was we started the show with, yeah, real happy to be back on the air. Woo! And then we spent the next hour and a half drinking coffee, bitching.
Yeah, look at this. Back on mornings. Look at Russ. Lying mother said he'd never do mornings again. Where are we? Stuck in mornings. God bless Patrick Davis and the day that he exited his mother's womb.
Mm-hmm. I think we should mark him a day on the RMS calendar.
We should mark the day that he, I know it was September of a certain year.
Yeah.
Where we're having a staff meeting and he just passes a note over to me. He says, would you guys be happier if we moved the afternoons?
I thought your erection was going to flip over the conference table.
No. But it did lift me up in my face at the table.
Man, did you see Russ in that meeting? He just tumped over. He's like a big rig.
Just for no reason. Yeah. He was sitting there, and then he just face planted on the table.
Crazy. I hadn't seen anything like that since last week on 820.
All right, so everybody wants us to leave it alone.
For the most part, yeah.
All right.
Whatever. We could always tell Danny or
Anna
on at 1190, you know, here's your segments. If you want to just do like a grab bag and just, hey, you play segment one 3 hours later.
Well, but this show isn't like a lot of talk shows where each hour is movable. It's we don't have sometimes. Never mind.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:36. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Traffic sucks real bad. Let's start up in Dallas. Northbound I-35, right at Commerce Street. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to the Zane Curve. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Walnut Hill. Got an accident there. That one has you backed up into Carrollton, back from Valley View. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at I-35. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the shoulder of the exit ramp there. That has traffic completely stopped back from Luna Road. And Fort Worth now, westbound 183, right at 360. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. Traffic still completely stopped back from Story Road. Try taking 356 to get through there. Finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Seminary. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is completely stopped back from I-20. All the idiots going southbound are staring at it. They have you backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by ExxonMobil. A few showers late tonight, a low of 52. Tomorrow, rain and a high of 64. Right now, 68 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Don't believe me, just watch. 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 That is so close. If you say, if you say he's saying put some liquor in it, fine. Mm-hmm. What was you flip your monitor around to show me something, Dan? I saw it was a car up run up a telephone pole.
No. It's sort of run up a tree and kind of resting on top of a fire hydrant at an angle.
Where was this? When did this happen?
I'm not sure when, but it This is at...
I noticed it was a Dallas squad car in the foreground.
Yeah, 75 in Mid Park near North Dallas, near the TI, Texas Instruments.
Is this like a today thing?
I believe so, yes. This is like the third photo that this young lady has sent to me on Twitter. She said in one of her previous photos, she said, looks like Dallas Police Department's kind of looking at this, wondering how to fill out the paperwork. Because there's an officer in the foreground in one of the photos, and he's just kind of looking at it just like,
How'd that happen?
Is this... Do we handle it? Do we call... Will they hit a fire... Do we call a fire department? Or the arboretum? Because they hit a tree. We've talked about this before. I don't know how people get up in the morning, they get in their car, and somehow they've run up a pole. They've flipped their car over. They run off overpasses. You got an 18-wheeler who was hanging off an overpass yesterday or the day before, the cab. And this isn't the one that happened a couple of weeks ago. This was like just this week.
Yep.
What are you doing? What happens? Especially on an overpass. When really nothing is going on around you. It's not like somebody died, you know, weaved into your lane all of a sudden. Just the cabs hanging off the overpass. And I'm sure at a certain point, Jordans, who handles the tollway, they just go, that noise. Mm-hmm. Give the contract somebody else.
We quit. I'm sick of dangling for you people.
Not one day can we go without somebody flipping something to... over. It's like a segment in a Shifty Gear show.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Ronnie Millsap.
How can a man that's stone cold blind play the piano without missing a beat? But you got people running into every damn day on the road. How does that work?
Because blind people actually pay more attention.
Well, it's not like the piano keys move around.
True. But also, when a blind man is playing the piano, he's not also eating, tweeting, farting, napping, whatever else.
That has got to absolutely suck to play a musical instrument and not be able to look down. I can play one song that I don't have to look at the guitar.
That's because you have to, right? La Bamba?
Oh, two songs.
Okay.
If I think about what I'm playing with La Bamba, I blow it. Because I have no idea. It's all muscle memory. I have no idea what strings I'm hitting.
Okay.
If somebody goes, hey, teach me to play the opening to La Bamba, I there's nothing for you here.
The only thing you could do is just play it and tell them to watch.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. There's certain songs, same thing with me. Ain't Talking About Love. I can't look. By Van Halen? Mm-mm. But look, screws it all up.
Highway to Hell, I can play now without looking at the guitar.
Yeah.
But it's just a few chords, and I don't play the solo. I don't do solos. Solos are for Quakers.
No, you do some solos. Well, you have done some solos. You used to know the entire solo for the Loverboy song.
I still know it. Doesn't mean I got it down. I know it.
I've heard you.
I know what it's supposed to sound like.
Yeah.
Not kissing ass.
I hear it all the time in my head. Sounds great.
Not kissing ass, but I've heard you nail it a couple times.
What the hell does that mean?
That means you're capable of doing it. You're capable of doing solos.
But I played it.
And you didn't piece it together. You played it all at one time.
But I mean, in concert, I played it. You go, I've heard you nail it a couple of times.
Which means you screwed it up so many other times that he has lost count.
But I'm giving you more credit. You're trying to give yourself.
You want a piece of me?
No.
It sounds like he wants a piece of you.
All right, so two I can play.
Okay.
Probably more if I thought about it, since all I know are cheat chords. Playing a real C, I couldn't tell you. I know what it looks like. I just don't know where the fingers go on the guitar.
Does it really matter, though, if you get the sound right?
C kind of looks like that. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. That's
I just don't know where to put my fingers on the strings.
Okay, because right now it looks more like a gang sign.
We need to turn that into a gang sign.
It probably already is.
Well, since that's kind of the finger position for the C chord,
uh-huh.
We just give that to a chick when they piss us off.
Take that!
Yeah. With my luck, it'd be a chick who knows how to play the guitar. You just called me a... No, I called you a C chord. Now, if there was a U chord and an N chord and a T chord...
Then it'd be on.
I got to spell it out and I'm not in trouble.
be cool to see that in an album. That song.
What?
The letters.
Oh.
That would have to be the name of the song.
Okay. News?
Uh-huh.
Or you got more audio?
I do. Let's do... This will be fun. Something for Chloe. Cut 15, actually. This is one of those YouTube celebrity type guys. This guy's name is CGP Gray. Runs a YouTube channel where he explains complicated ideas about science, politics, and other things in a way so anyone can understand it. Make sense?
Yeah.
So one of his most popular videos is called 10 Misconceptions Run Down. Talks about 10 different myths and then breaks them down, whether, you know, why they're not true. It's kind of on the longer side, so I went to the one that was most useful to us, number one.
Number one, people swallow 8 spiders a year while sleeping. Suppose
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. He says that's a myth, and then he explains why.
Well, why are we playing that for Chloe?
You have to listen to it to understand.
Okay. I would rather Chloe... Is it more than 8 a year?
I think you should just listen.
Number one, people swallow 8 spiders a year while sleeping. Supposedly, while you're in bed, helplessly unconscious with your gob wide open, each year 8 spiders find their way into your mouth and you reflexively swallow them. Mm-hmm. This is plainly ridiculous. Spiders love warm, moist places, so 8 is far too low an estimate.
End credits. Yeah.
Does he give an estimate on how many? Man, all right, I'm not really cool about that. I'm more worried about something crawling up my a-hole when I take my morning grunt.
And I think,
but hey, good luck getting up in there, because as soon as I sit down, traffic's already on its way out.
Yeah, and stop posting on Facebook the Australian toilet. I've seen it.
Yes, exactly.
Quit. What is that?
Damn it, God!
It's just a video of a toilet, nothing in it, just plain toilet, empty water. Someone hits flush, and then a spider comes falling out from underneath the brim. Sounds like you may need to go, Chloe.
Oh. And the bad thing about the thing is, it's a spider. It doesn't drown.
Oh, yeah. It's a swimming spider. It's got long legs.
How big is it?
I'd say it's not quite as big as a tarantula, but long, thin legs. Not a daddy long legs, but looks kind of like a really big wolf spider.
The hell is a wolf spider?
That's whenever you see a house spider, it's one of those that...
What's a house spider? Is that a spider that you don't have to send out to the...
Stop it.
You know what I mean.
You hush. Don't make me roll up my newspaper.
That's my favorite moment last week of all the stupid crap we did. Is Kenzie did something and you rolled up your news and you went, no.
No. I can't get my dogs to listen. Might as well try Kenzie.
So a house spider?
Yeah, Alfie, is that kind of how you would explain it?
Yeah, a wolf spider.
Are they shunned by the outside spiders?
They can be.
It's a pretty typical spider. I saw it in my house one day and just wigged out.
They're about, I'd say about the size of a silver dollar. So they're bigger than a little one.
But it's not a Uncle Daddy Long Legs. I mean, whatever they're called.
Mm-mm.
That one was me.
Yeah, it should be.
A wolf spider.
Yeah.
Why do they call it that?
I don't know.
Because it's, I think, a lone predator, which doesn't really make much sense because wolves are pack animals.
And most spiders are lone predators.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Why don't they call it a Walker Texas Ranger spider?
Because I don't know if it knows how to kick.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
It's probably the last thing you want to get kicked by.
A karate spider?
8 times.
Which one of you spiders kicked me?
Probably that little one with the cowboy hat.
I don't know. The spot that kicked me looked Asian. That bitch went down an elevator shaft.
You know, fussy bitch, like to kick people.
I forget which Die Hard that was, but that was one of my favorite lines.
Live free, Die Hard.
So the computer attack on the U.S.
I think it's like the 4th one.
Asian chick likes to kick people.
Dr. Dunn, elevator shaft.
And I like the way that they let her attack Bruce Willis first.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't look like this is some type of, you know, man beating up a chick, domestic abuse, whatever. First of all, he doesn't know her, so it's not domestic abuse. But he's after, you know, she whops him a couple of times, he slings her around and looks in his hand and goes, hair. Damn it. Asian chick like to kick people.
That was one of those of the new diehards that I liked it the first time I saw it. But after like the 3rd time, I was like, all right, I love it.
Yeah, even though the first one, they didn't pair him up with anybody.
No.
The second one... Not really.
Not really. He had the help from the janitor guy, you know, as far as getting the layout of the airport. And he thought he was getting help from the military, the good guys. But those guys turned out to be bad.
The guy from Good Times.
Yes. I was forgetting. To me, he's
James, I think. That was his character in Good Times.
Yeah, but every time I see him, he's McDowell.
Oh, yeah. 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 See, I got this thing going on with McDonald's. Okay. Was that it with the explanation guy?
With that one, yes. I haven't had a chance to listen to the rest of them, but I jumped to number one, and that was what his number one was. And I was like, oh, Claude needs to know this. This is very beneficial information.
See, you're swallowing a lot more than 8 spiders a night.
A year. Or no, actually,
oh,
no.
Is it a year?
Yeah, 8 spiders in a year. He says it's got to be way more.
Oh, I'm sorry. First of all, 1 a year is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But just because I've seen different things in my house from those little tiny, I don't know, what are little bitty lizards? Are those geckos or are they just?
Probably.
I don't know. I just don't like anything running around.
Well, I would imagine with as many dogs as you have in the house, a lizard is not going to stand much of a chance.
Guess what we're having for dinner tonight, Daddy? I have a lizard on a spit. We didn't have an apple to put in his mouth, so we just shit in it.
Ew. Took one of the peas out of one of your vomits. Just right in there.
Hey.
What?
I vomited in almost 3 weeks now.
Well, hallelujah.
I'm staying on my Prevacid or Prilosec or whatever the hell it is. Well,
that's good. But that doesn't mean the Beagle's not, you know, dry aging your vomit. It's like, yeah, I'm going to get this full of flavor.
You think the Beagle's taking my vomit and putting it in like one of those Ron Popeil dryer thingies? Dehydrators? Vomit chips. You want to break here while I keep us on time, or yes. You want to run late?
We can break here.
Do we need to?
Rodney's the spot this break, so might break.
Yeah, that always runs long. What do I want to do instead? Let's see. Do we still like the Dando Baggins?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
God.
It's been a week.
Hey, Attention, all but Rump Happy Fun Time fans. Are you looking for the next great adventure in ass pleasure? Pretty Little Dan Incorporated is proud to introduce our latest discovery, the Dando Baggins. Harder than a dark crystal, the Dando Baggins is imbued with an ancient elven power. This Dando emits an eerie blue glow whenever your ass desires a pounding. The Dando Baggins is handcrafted by dwarven craftsmen deep in the mines of Moria. Damn it. Deep in the mines of Moria, from the bowels of a dwarven gold mine to the bowels of a dwarven street mime, the Dando Baggins comes with a series of mithril spikes designed to burrow into your hobbit hole like a feisty troll. The Dando Baggins also comes with a series of limited edition pooper pounder attachments. Attach the magical wizardry staff to your Dando Baggins, and in no time at all, you'll go from being Gandalf the White to Gandalf the Brown. Looking for a softer and safer Dando experience? Just attach your Dando Baggins to our special oaken shield to give your ass just the right amount of sting. Order today and we'll include a genuine Mordor cock ring forged in the fires of Mount Dudu. You too can gain control over the races of Middle Earth with your precious Mordor cock ring. With your Dando Baggins and genuine Mordor cock ring in hand, you truly will be the Lord of the Cock Rings. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
Hi, this is Shifting Gears. I endorse this product. Thank you.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Wendy's. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound 30, right at Jim Miller. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Your backup there is back at 75. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at I-35. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the exit ramp. Traffic there is back-to-back from Luna. In Kelsen, southbound I-35, just before Frankfurt, road construction has a couple lanes shut down. Traffic's backed up back from FM 1171 in Louisville. In Denton now, southbound I-35E, right at Post Oak, road construction has a couple lanes shut down. Traffic's backed up back from the 35E-35W split. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Seminary, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from I-20. Everyone going south is staring at it. They have you backed up back from I-30. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 12:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets. Just go to UFC 185 at the American Airlines Center on March 14th. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy of the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Tonight, a few showers late, a low of 52. Tomorrow, rain, a high of 64. Right now, 69. Yeah, insert punchline here. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Oh, and I can play this song without looking at the guitar. I'm up to three now.
Even this part?
I have to look down to see where E is. But then I got it. And the monsters part. I gotta focus on that like a mother... Can we let it get that far?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta move around. Yeah, but you can do a...
What?
When you do a pick slide and then find your place right back again, that's cool.
I put stickers on my guitar. As long as nobody can see them but me, who cares?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready for news? Did we start?
We have not.
Are we going to talk about DeMarco Murray? Is that his name?
Look at you. You got a name right.
Wide receiver?
No, yeah, you're going back downhill.
Narrow receiver?
No.
Running back.
There you go.
Doing the running motion. That could have gone a couple of ways.
Yeah.
I know that was breaking news about, I don't know, three hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah, he's I don't know if he's physically signed the contract yet, but he and the Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to terms. I think the last I saw was 5 years, $42 million with about $20 or $21 million guaranteed.
So $21 million over what period of time?
5 years, so $21 million guaranteed. Because NFL contracts, the total of them are not guaranteed, but you can guarantee a portion of them. So the guarantee that he will get no matter what is $21 million. He could get up to 42.
$42 million?
Yes.
21 million, 5 years?
Yeah. That's the guarantee. Most of the guaranteed money in the NFL comes in the form of bonus, signing bonus, as opposed to annual salary.
It's $4.2 million a year.
Mm-hmm. That's the guaranteed. But if you do it 5 at 42.
Why? I don't get why it could be 21 or 42.
So he signed a contract, 5 years, worth $42 million. Of the $42 million, $21 million is guaranteed money.
Okay.
So if he goes from today to the absolute end of the contract, he would make $42 million. If he does not, he's guaranteed the 21. In other words,
Let me ask you this, okay. Because I sent, as soon as I heard it on KRLD, breaking news now. DeMarco?
Yes.
Murray is going to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent to Dan, Cowboys, DeMarco's gone. Dan sent back, good.
Really?
Why do you not like him?
I don't dislike him, but here's where you got to do analyst versus fan. As a fan, I don't like it. You know why? I don't like Eagles fans. Anything that Eagles fans derive pleasure from their team, I dislike it. I do not like the Eagles because I'm a Cowboys fan. Therefore, I don't like the fact that he signed with one of our biggest rivals.
Was there a reason why the Cowboys didn't try and hang on to him?
Oh, it's money. And this is the analyst side. The reason why I said good is because the Cowboys are actually playing this smart. Because they didn't see the reason to overpay DeMarco Murray. He had a big year, and it was great. He had 392 rushing attempts, franchise record rushing yards, over 1,800 of them. But they see it as, instead of giving you all this money, we'd rather spend it in other places. We feel like we can replace you with a cheaper option.
That could perform as well.
Maybe not as well, but well enough to where we don't have to pay you $8 million a year for the next 5 years.
Now, take that extra money and screw down them seats good in the stadium.
Yeah.
Now, do you think the Cowboys are capable of making a good choice in their big draft thing that's coming up?
Yes.
Okay.
Because one of the things that's happened in the last couple of years is they've more power has been given from Jerry to his son Steven. Also, they've put more stock in their player development scouting department with a guy named Will McClay, who used to be the head coach of the Dallas Desperados, which was the indoor team. Very cool guy. But he's very smart, excellent at player evaluation, so they're trusting people as opposed to Jerry being Jerry with a bottle of scotch going, I want him! Pay the man!
I have decided who we're going to draft. Because these chicks from Ardmore told me who they like.
Exactly. So it's very odd as a Cowboys fan because the Cowboys actually did something smart business-wise. But you have to say goodbye to someone that, you know, is a player that you liked, especially this past year. So as a fan,
you can't blame somebody for wanting more money.
No, I mean, I look at it this way. But like, whatever job you have, if your company's rival offered you $2 million more per year for the same job, wouldn't you be pretty tempted?
It depends. If I'm into the millions, like, you know, more than one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's say I make $100 a year here at the Eagle.
Gotcha.
If a station in Los Angeles offered me $300, I wouldn't go.
And that's fine. But would you go to KSCS for $300 a year?
Why do you have to pick that station?
I'm just saying a different... I don't care the format. It's whatever.
Part of the reason that we came back here was it was home.
Mm-hmm.
It's where I started doing, quote unquote, talk. And I was happy that we were going to be able to go back to a 100,000 watt FM station as opposed to going to like the Bone or whatever 93.3 is.
Right.
Because that just sounds pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Bone probably would have paid more in the beginning.
Desperation in touch.
I don't know. To me, there's how old is DeMarco?
27.
All right.
And that's the other thing, too.
I don't know. There's a price that goes along with loyalty. I was born in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
I like to stay here. I like to retire here.
Yeah.
Unless we get popped again.
And that would suck. Well, see, like DeMarco Murray, he's from Las Vegas. He got a scholarship to OU, did that, happened to get drafted by the Cowboys. It's a 21st century. Free agency is a reality. As a professional athlete, which is your job. Your job title first is professional athlete, not Dallas Cowboy, not New York Giant or whatever. So you need you have a brand and everything that you market, and you go to where the best money is. Because in an NFL career for DeMarco Murray, this is his one big contract that he's probably going to get. Because you play out your rookie deal, which is now structured by the collective bargaining.
Somebody for taking more money to go someplace else.
Some people do, though.
I feel some type of allegiance, fiduciary duty to stay in North Texas.
That's why, had I been good enough to be a professional football player and I was drafted by another team, I would be salivating at the day that I could go into free agency and I would go to the Cowboys and say, please take me, please take me, because I want to play for my team. And if I was drafted by the Cowboys, I would be the worst negotiator, because it'd be, I'm good. Whatever you want to pay me. You going to pay me? I'm good. You want me to sweep up after practice?
Oh, I'm horrible at negotiations. I'll stick to a price. I probably could ask for more. But about 3 years ago, this station, I don't think anybody in the building knows this other than maybe Patrick Kibler and us.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking at changing the format while we were still here.
Yep.
And Kibler said, we can't really decide. Do you want to stay? If you don't stay, we're changing formats. And I effed up and said, I'm staying at the Eagle till it's not the Eagle anymore.
And then what happened?
Then I took a 60% cut in pay.
So you were not a good negotiator.
Well, it was either that or the station go belly up and everybody lose their jobs.
Right.
First priority was me, but just to hear people complain around the station, it's like, I really hate to rub this in your face, and I'm only doing it now because I'm in the mood.
Mm.
None of you people would have a job had I not taken that cut 3 years ago. No thank yous. No nothing.
Well, it's like you said, most people didn't even know about it.
Oh, I made up on the last couple of years of negotiation.
You better.
But nobody knew about it, and I didn't run around telling anybody. I told you guys, just so you would feel bad about it, because nobody else had to take a cut in pay as long as I did.
That's right.
It was like the Jay Leno of Clear Channel.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to praise me or have special days for me. Can't even remember my birthday.
No, the rest of the building. Yeah, they don't know. But it's like you said, they probably had no idea.
I did get a bottle of Jack from our new general manager,
Shirley Wanamaker, or whatever it is.
Really? That was sweet of her. Him?
Him. And I know he bought it because we've got cases and cases of Jack Daniel's honey, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been getting for Christmas for the last few years.
Yeah.
I know he went out and bought that bottle, or probably sent Golden out to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Still, it's the effort.
And the card just says, looking, and I like the phrasing, looking forward to working with you.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to looking forward to you working for me.
Looking forward to you being under me.
But he knew better, because I'm like that with Bob Pittman, the CEO.
You knuckle buddies?
Yep. I'm the last one you want to piss off right now. How do you think I get away with playing Merle?
No kidding. Merle's one thing, but then playing Merle doing Buck Owens, impersonating other country, old country folk.
What if we need to go ahead and buy our tickets to Merle at Billy Bob's now?
Nope, we're cool.
How do you know?
Chris Spinks said he would take care of all of us.
The PR guy at Billy Bob's?
Yep.
Take care of us how? You mean like take care of us?
No, not like that either, Dan.
Not like in Pulp Fiction?
No, not like Pulp Fiction, not like the...
Jerking us off?
No, that definitely not that.
Take care of us how?
He would get us all tickets, what we need.
I want...
You want a hand job? You don't even know what Chris Spinks looks like.
I was saying for you.
I don't want him to jerk me off.
It's at least we can do.
To have him jerk me off?
Yes.
Well, if a man's going to jerk me off, it needs to be Merle Haggard.
I'd like to not go now.
What y'all come on back? Come
just Russ.
Come on back to the white room. Is that only for whites? No. Used to be the green room. Then it kind of went lime green. Now it's all white. Because you know we are the only rock station in this country that's promoted Merle Haggard.
Probably the universe.
I don't know if that's something you want to hang your hat on.
It's working. I'll take it.
Well, we've also shown that there's a crossover. There are people who listen to Dorsey, Hawkeye. I heard Hawkeye make some comments about us on, I think it was Tuesday. Kind words.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I straightened Hawkeye out on that.
What, about saying nice things about you?
Yes.
What'd you tell him?
I said, we got a few calls and emails from listeners that said you had kind words about me and the show on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I went, do that again. It'll be your eulogy. I went, knock that off.
Quit being nice to us.
Mm. Okay.
He's very sweet.
I just feel bad for him. Because I'm sure Dorsey taught him a lot.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for Dorsey to retire on the fly... Let's say Dorsey had no idea that his end was near.
Mm-hmm.
That means that was a compliment to Hawkeye, knowing that he could leave it in Hawkeye's hands and the show would continue to succeed. That's why I feel bad for Hawkeye. Plus, he was with him. You know, they were together for 25 years.
Yeah, that's a very... I can't compare that to anything, because the closest I've known anyone for that amount of time is family. And... most of the family I could have known for that time, I quit talking to.
I'd like to think you learned that from me.
Well, distance helps. My dad's side of the family is mostly just F-ups.
And those people adopted you.
No, they didn't. My mom and dad adopted me. My dad's side of the family, his side, like his like cousins and stuff, they're all
F-ups.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
Well, last time I saw one of my cousins on my dad's side of the family, so he's like second cousin, he was wearing a sleeveless shirt at an Oklahoma casino.
So?
I think he was dressed up. I think that was his Friday night shirt.
Was he just playing the slots?
No, he's playing blackjack.
Well, it still speaks high volumes to wear a shirt like that and not be slapping somebody around.
As far as I know, that is true.
Because they call those shirts that for a reason.
Yes. He also had to repeat sixth grade.
Is he retarded?
No, he's from Oklahoma.
So I don't need to ask you again.
Nope.
Was he part of the SAE fraternity?
God, I hope not. Although if he was, it would explain a few things.
Was it your dad's mom that was the racist one?
No. That was actually my mom's side of the family. That old lady was from East Texas. Like East Texas.
I don't like the fact that I'm in a nursing home and all these colored people are touching me.
It's like I'm right back there.
And these I'm going to guess not all of the people at the nursing home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them were black.
No.
She just had issues with the black ones that took care of her.
She just had issues. Yes, she did.
They come in every day and they steal stuff from me.
They're emptying your bedpan.
That's still mine.
Did she actually use the N-word around those people?
I don't.
Her caretakers?
I don't know, but it's very, very possible. Actually, she may not have said the full N-word. She may have instead gone with, like, Negro.
Well, how white of her.
I know, right?
I'm sure her caretakers appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't use the full word. You can't even say thank you. That's mighty white of me.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you come in and you steal my shit.
No, they're not. You know how I know they're not? Because you still have things left. If they were doing that every day, you would have absolutely nothing.
No, I mean literally, they're stealing my shit. They stole my purple heart.
You don't even have a purple heart. You were not in the military.
They stole my, wait for it. They stole my IUD. UID.
Which UFO. One are you going for here?
The one that you stick in your clam so you don't get pregnant. Is that an IUD?
That is an IUD, yes.
Yeah. You know why they couldn't steal it?
Why is that?
I put explosives up there.
What's the other one called?
IED.
Yeah, IED next to my IUD. You have a couple of them blow their hands off, they'll stop trying to get at it.
They really learn a lesson, don't they?
I don't know how people work in nursing homes, especially when people get to a point of just dementia.
Yeah.
Here comes another one.
Mama, you know that woman takes care of you.
I don't care. She always pulls the covers back and looks at my business. I know she wants it.
Ew.
I bet while I'm asleep, they come in and do scissors with me.
I knew we shouldn't have given her a laptop.
Yeah, had I not gotten that laptop, I never would have known what tribbing was.
Okay. We didn't start news, did we?
No, we did not.
Alfie, do I want to take any of these?
Guy on line 3 is kind of upset at Dan.
Ooh. Go ahead, Douglas.
Russ, I wanted to let you know, I want to find Dan and whoop his ass because I wear sleeveless shirts all the time, and he knows who I am. He knows I can do it.
No, you can't, Doug. You cannot catch me.
Is Doug a fat guy?
He's huge.
Fat ass Doug. Oh, what are you going to do about it?
Hey.
Big fat ass. Oh, blow me, fat man.
5:37, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Burger King. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30, right at Jim Miller. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic there is backed up back to 75. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at I-35. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the shoulder of the exit ramp there. Traffic's backed up back to Lunar Road. Move into Carrollton, south on I-35, just before Frankfort. Road construction has a couple different lanes shut down. They're out there doing pothole repair. Traffic there is jacked up into Louisville back from FM 1171 Main Street. In Denton, south on I-35E, right at Post Oak, got the road construction there as well. They're also doing pothole repair that has traffic pretty much completely backed up all the way back from the 35E-35W split. And finally, in Sunnyvale, eastbound Highway 80, right at Lawson Road, road construction has traffic completely stopped all the way back to Gus Thomason. You're looking at about an hour and 20-minute delay. I don't know, try taking 30 or something. Good luck with that. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Tonight, a few showers later on, a low of 52. Tomorrow, more rain and a high of 64. Right now, 69 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Am I the only one on the show that watches Blue Bloods on CBS? Alfie, no?
No, I don't watch it. I'm sorry.
Well, all right.
It is on Netflix, though, so it's easy to binge watch all of it over a weekend.
It is. I watched the latest episode on CBS.com last night, which I guess aired last Friday, whatever night it's on.
Yeah.
First of all, I hate it when people tell me about TV shows.
But
I don't care. This last episode was probably, out of the years I've been watching it, was the best.
Really?
It had pipe bombs.
Ooh.
It had cops getting shot at in their cars. Cops arresting these people, kicking them in the head, going, "That's for shooting at us."
All right.
Near the beginning, Tom Selleck, who plays a New York City police commissioner, he's having breakfast with his niece. Some cafe. Just chit-chat. Some guy walks up with a big bucket. "Would you like to donate to the Fallen Heroes Foundation?" He goes, "You got any paperwork?" Think about if somebody came up to me and asked me that.
Right. Okay, so I'm guessing Selleck was not in uniform then.
He never wears a uniform. Okay. He's a police commissioner. He always wears a three-piece with a tiny badge on his lapel.
Okay.
He'll wear it for funerals and whatnot. But it's like, dude, you picked the wrong freaking table.
Yeah.
Out of everybody you could pick.
The kid looks at the girl and goes, "Who does he think he is?" She goes, "He's the police commissioner."
You know what should have been his first clue? Mustache.
That could have been a fireman.
Either way. That's what I'm saying. If you're going around collecting money, a fake fund for a police fire, ask the guy in the restaurant with a killer mustache.
But they had the NYPD, this one,
mm-hmm.
on my shirt.
Yeah.
They had that logo on the bucket.
Yeah.
And so it goes, "What are you collecting for? Victims of 9/11? Because that was 14 years ago. "Well, and other fallen families." He goes, "You got any paperwork?" Well, this is legit. We can have all the paperwork sent to you. He goes, "Take me to who has the paperwork." And it all looks legit up until the end. They find out it's all a scam, and it's one of those satisfying moments. So you got that. You got people getting kicked. You know, that's for shooting at us.
And the pipe bombs.
Pipe bombs. And since you don't know any of the characters, Jamie Reagan is a patrol officer who is Tom Selleck's son.
Got it.
Okay. There's a guy in a room with a bomb strapped to himself, like a great big backpack on his chest, and he's got one of those handheld detonators.
Yep.
And they're saying, "Don't." It looks like they're about 25 feet away. And the guy flips the toggle switch on the handheld detonator, meaning it's now activated.
Mm.
And he's reaching his thumb, and Jamie's going, "No." And then they do this tight shot on Jamie from about his elbow,
the top of his head, and it's like a panoramic shot that just goes around. And as it slowly goes around, I'm trying not to use my hands so the listeners understand what I'm saying, but he's got his gun pointed at him, and as the camera slowly comes around him, in slow motion, he closes his left eye and then blows the guy's head off. It's like just, it was a dramatic moment only because you knew what was coming. All right, I got to use my hands now. So he's going like this.
Yep.
Camera comes around. Okay. And he goes.
Eye close. So the camera's probably right in front of the, like, sort of on the barrel of the gun looking back at him.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good shot.
And his finger goes inside the trigger guard as he slowly closes his left eye. I went, all right, this is dead. So out of all of them I've seen, it's, I enjoyed it the most. The writing's gotten better. The cinematography's better. I'm done talking about it.
No, you're not. Real quick, just for you, it may actually get better because I've read a couple things today that Tom Selleck has actually been pushing the show because it's done much better in the ratings for whatever reason this season than in previous.
This season, I think it stayed in the top 10 for the most part. Mm-hmm. Do you read the stories only because you know I'm a fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so the one that I saw today, Selleck has been pushing for the episode that's coming up on Friday, saying that not just this episode, but the whole series is one of the best dramas on TV, and this episode on Friday is going to showcase that. Apparently the story, he says it's one of the best episodes he says they've done.
We're in March. Sweeps is over, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sweeps is February.
Yeah.
Well, but what else is he going to say? Yeah, this next week we just kind of texted it in, and you know, we just shot some people and, you know, killed some perps. And
I haven't heard him say a whole lot of anything about the previous shows. I mean, a couple interviews to promote, you know, the show's back on for the new season or whatever, but he specifically said this is one of the best episodes they have done.
I enjoyed this past Friday. I love it when a cop is pissed off. It was Danny Reagan, who plays a detective, Tom Selleck's son.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that's getting shot at in the car by a couple of people on a motorcycle.
Okay.
So they make a couple of end runs. They end up pulling a car out in front of the motorcycle. The two people go flying over the car.
Mm.
That's when he kicks them and goes, "That's for shooting at us." Or the chick says that. It's just one of those enjoyable moments. Sorry, I get excited.
That's okay.
And it just shows the struggle of what it's like to be a commissioner. I still don't understand the commissioner's status, though. I mean, we don't have one in Dallas or Fort Worth or Arlington.
Hmm.
Why does New York have a commissioner? Is it only because of Batman? Because you had Chief O'Hara and Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Only because
it really does seem kind of redundant. It doesn't seem like you would need both.
I can see that in print. The reason for having a commissioner.
That's for shooting at us. Obviously, I'm the only one that watches it. I mean, it's got 10, 12 million viewers a week, which is a lot. But if you break it down state by state, market by market, and then just this one show, us, you know, what percentage of our listeners watch it?
I have no idea. I mean, obviously, only one in four out of us watches
it. And obviously, if I can't convince you guys to watch it, I have no control over the listeners or influence.
Well, and it doesn't mean I don't want to. It's just after a while, it's like at a certain point, I get full on my TV watching. Especially in season, I might start watching Blue Bloods in the summer, because then that way I've got something that'll be new to watch.
It took Dan about a year to convince me to start watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
I've only watched that a couple of times. I'm not really into it. There's nobody good on it.
And that's one of the biggest problems with it, is that it's not the Avengers TV show like you would want. But
and I know you said you're afraid it's going to get canceled because the writing's gotten better, but the ratings haven't gone up.
Exactly. Yeah, from the end of last season, which is the first season, to right now, it's been really, really good.
And it sucks. The first half of the first season really sucks.
It's dumb. It is stupid, stupid, dumb, stupid, dumb.
I'm surprised Gotham is still on. I still don't get how you have a TV series about a superhero without the superhero. Well, it shows all the leading up. Well, if there's a payoff at the end where Batman pops out and goes, ha-ha! I don't care how the Penguin or the Joker or how they got their start. I just want to see somebody get their ass whooped.
Yeah.
I want to see somebody get kicked and go, that's for shooting at us.
They'll work that in somehow. If the ratings start slipping, they'll have to work that in somehow.
Maybe like Batman's first go-round at making the costume, where it looks like maybe he bought it at Costume World.
Yeah, or like the beginning of...
the Halloween store.
Yeah. Or he decides to jump off of Wayne Manor to test out his bat wings. He doesn't quite have it right yet.
I should have started on the first floor.
Cut to interior hospital. Young Bruce Wayne in full body cast.
What is line one, Alfie?
He's trying to explain the distinction between chief and commissioner.
All right. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Yeah, the reason that New York City has chiefs and commissioners is they have so many bureaus that the chiefs are over the bureaus, and then the commissioners go for the chiefs.
All right, so they don't just have one chief like we're used to in Texas. You have chiefs for all the different divisions, and then they all report to the commissioner.
Yes.
Okay. Do you watch the show? The TV show, do you watch it?
Yeah, I love it.
You see it this past Friday?
No, I was working till this past Friday.
It's on CBS.com. I want you to watch it, and you call me tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to report.
No, I need you people to actually start watching Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
I want my show to keep going. It's actually starting to get good.
I've watched it a couple of times. You haven't watched Blue Bloods once.
Which episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. have you seen?
I don't know. One with the guy that died in Avengers.
That's all of them.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah. Well, I saw one of them.
See, that does no one no good.
I watched The Flash.
I don't care about The Flash. I haven't watched that one yet. I've been watching Arrow. You told me to watch Arrow. I started watching that.
I didn't tell you to watch Arrow.
Yeah, you
said
did.
I said I didn't like the Arrow. I don't get it.
Oh, maybe that's...
Oh, my superhero is he's got an arrow, bow and arrow.
Well, maybe...
Well, so did Robin Hood.
Maybe that's why I started watching it.
There's that little angel.
Yeah. What do you mean? Is he like Cupid? What is his superhero outfit? A diaper?
No. No, Arrow's show can really be described as Robin Hood meets CrossFit.
I don't know who CrossFit is.
If you,
I thought that was a workout program.
It is.
Oh.
So.
Is that the one that Chuck Norris uses?
Oh, my God. Just everyone be quiet.
No, it's a total gym.
Okay. So what does a total gym have to do with Arrow?
It doesn't.
Well, why is Chuck Norris in it?
Well, neither is Christie Brinkley.
Why is she in it?
She's not. That's what I'm saying.
Well, why do you only watch an action show with Christie Brinkley?
She's not in Arrow. She's not in any action show.
We're bordering on a Lyle Wagner moment.
I know.
We'll never make it.
No.
At least go back and watch last Friday's episode of Blue Bloods.
Okay.
I will watch Agents of Panty Shield. What's it called?
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. I'll watch the most recent one of that. You watch the most recent one of Blue Bloods.
Okay.
What should we make Alfie watch?
Vanderpump Rules.
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
What is that?
No, please no.
What is that?
It's bad. Honestly, I'm not even sure. I've only seen the promos, but I know it's awful, awful Bravo Channel reality TV.
I don't know who she is, but I know her name. Lisa Vanderpump.
Isn't that chick from Rodney's show?
No, that's Amy Vanderhoff.
I like Vanderpump better. At least it sounds like you can get some action at the end of the night. What happened? We went to dinner, bought her a couple of drinks, and I got Vanderpumped.
It's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. All right, nobody's calling about Blue Bloods. I'll let it go. Maybe I just like to see the cops win.
I think that's part of it. You can also watch Walking Dead. There's a cop on that, and he wins a lot.
Is that a vampire movie?
No, zombies.
Oh, I'm sorry. No offense.
Yeah, really?
You're a real piece, you know?
I mean, aren't vampires the living dead?
They are, technically.
Well, see, so not that far off from zombies. How dare you.
It's pretty far off.
But then again, so is the mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Whose?
The mummy.
TV show?
No, just like a universal mummy.
The one that you could get anywhere?
Or, yeah.
You mean the store brand mummy?
Yeah.
Well, I want a name brand mummy.
I thought that was a ride at Disneyland.
The mummy?
Yeah.
But they were married. Alfie, I'll take control of the cameras. Go through the phones really quick before we break. Sorry, what, Dan?
It's not often I'm actually proud of our stupidity. This is one of those last few minutes.
I think I've gotten one email from somebody that said, you know, I started watching Blue Bloods because you brought it up. Now my wife is hooked. And he said at least one point in every episode, she cries. Because there's just this moment of courage or doing the right thing or doing what's right as opposed to what's legal.
Mm-hmm.
Like kicking somebody after they've been shooting at you.
Yeah, I think that's technically illegal.
Ah. That's for shooting at me.
I find it amazing, though, that even through a television show recommendation, you still can make a woman weep.
I got nothing to do with it. Just there's. And Tom Selleck has turned into such a mouth breather. Every time there's something important that comes across his desk or he's got to stop right before they go into a break and he's got to think about something, him and that big mustache, they have to go. Come up with something else.
Well, it may just be part of that character's thing. That's how he thinks physically. I mean, he didn't do that when he was Magnum P.I.
He smiled like Magnum P.I.
Smiled, yes, but he didn't do the
mouth breather.
Yeah.
It was just, oh, with Blue Bloods, it's always. You can tell he's dwelling hard on something.
That or blowing out a boog.
That's why I keep this mustache. It's my booger guard. All right, which one, Alfie?
Line two, please.
Okay. Yes, Christina.
Hey, Russ. I was just letting you know, me and my boyfriend started watching Blue Bloods just because of your obsession with it. So,
do you enjoy it?
That impacted the ratings a little bit.
You enjoy it?
Oh, I love it.
You see this past Friday show?
No, I've got to watch it still on CBS.
Okay. It's on CBS.com.
I know. That's all I watch it on.
Go near the end where Jamie pops that guy right in the forehead.
I love her. She's awesome.
That's a guy.
No. Oh, Jamie.
Yeah. Ooh, you people are lying.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
601. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles traffic brought to you by TrueCar.com. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound 635. Right at I-35, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the ramp to go, blocking the exit ramp there. Traffic's backed up back from Luna Road. In Plano, southbound on the tollway, right at Legacy, got a stalled vehicle blocking the shoulder there. Traffic's backed up back from 121. Moving to Denton, southbound I-35E, right at Post Oak Road. Construction there has a couple different lanes shut down. They're out there doing pothole repair. That has traffic jacked up back from the 35E-35W split. Into Hearst now, westbound 183, right at Loop 820. Got an accident blocking the right lane of the exit to go southbound. Traffic there is backed up back from Bedford Road. And finally, in Euless, southbound 121, right near Butt Cheek Sparger, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Mustang Drive. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Lowe's. A few showers tonight, 52 for a low. Tomorrow, more rain and a high in the low to mid-60s. Right now, 69. At 97.1, the Eagle.
Move over and let the big dog the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Alfie, y'all want to take any of these before we start news?
They're all just people calling about Blue Bloods if you want. Line one.
Started the last segment with I hate people that talk about TV shows. Chuck is really big. Chuck, our band manager, is big into Fireman, Dennis Leary.
Rescue Me.
Yeah.
That show's been off for a couple of years.
I know, but he's really into it. He tries to tell me about it. It's like, it's not that I don't care about firemen. I don't like it when people get shot and firemen don't shoot anybody.
That's true.
If it helps sway you at all, Pugs and Kelly were really into that.
Into what?
Rescue Me.
They were also into they're big into just talking about TV shows, killing time. I don't know. Something I shouldn't do because a small portion of our audience probably watches it. But I just like it when somebody gets kicked.
Man, you really need you see white trash at its finest. A show called Shameless. It's got William H. Macy, Joan Cusack. You think you know white trash, Russ?
I know white trash.
No. These people are, they do things in which.
They were trying to take a Snapple bottle?
Yes, they do that quite frequently on other people's coffee tables.
They stole it from me then.
Russian hookers breastfeeding other people's kids. It's insane.
What's it on?
It's on Showtime.
I don't have satellite or cable.
Oh.
I got internet. Mm. I'm happy with broadcast television.
Okay.
Was that Gabe?
Yes.
Go ahead, Gabe.
Yeah, hi. I just want to let you know, me and my wife have been watching that show, Blue Bloods, since it started, and we think it's pretty awesome. We never watch it when it's live or, on Fridays. We always record everything and watch it on the weekends, but we love it, and I'm right there with you as far as, last episode. My wife got kind of upset with me because I kept rewinding it, because that shot where they showed Jamie about to shoot that guy, his eye closing just was just an awesome shot as it just goes slow motion.
It was one of those, and you don't really have to watch a show. It was just one of those cinematic moments because I did the same thing. I rewound it probably 10 times just as – in the past you would have called it a dolly shot, but it was a Steadicam that just came from his left to his right. And as he slowly closed his left eye and his finger went in the trigger guard, he went, all right, somebody's about to eat.
Oh yeah, it was great, and I like the fact too that that Danny and the commissioner were both former Marines. I myself was a Marine too, and I know some of the TV shows they kind of it's a little off, but I still like the fact that they kind of inserted a little bit of that too.
I also like the fact that they play. First of all, they're kind of playing up 9/11, but in Tom Selleck's character, he said, "I will not promote." What the hell are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm about to fuel my tractor.
Oh.
I drive I drive a big truck, and my day's coming to an end, and before I leave, they make us fuel our tractor.
You truck driving, man?
Yes, sir.
You going to go see Merle July 3rd?
That'd be nice. That'd be great.
Well, I'm not giving away tickets.
Get the man all excited?
Uh-huh. Hell yeah. I busted almost 7.5-8 tracks listening to Murrow.
Warm out. Are you going to Murrow?
Hell yeah. What are you, retarded? Billy Bob's going to be packed full of 18-wheelers.
Mm-hmm. We should take a 18-wheeler limo.
I don't think Limo George has one.
He has access. He's got to.
It's an 18-wheeler limo.
If anybody can find one.
Or a limo that's pulled by a tractor trailer or a tractor.
He has access to all kinds of limos. I guarantee you he could find one. So one time I rode in one of his limos that was a Honda Civic. I swear to God.
Did you ask for that or was he mad at you?
It's the only one they had left.
Because I know they have a party bus that's as big as a Dart bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me see Blue Bloods. Okay, I'm done.
Any other shows you want us to watch?
Nope.
Okay.
I've just been on a Cheers binge lately. Man, who's a blonde?
Shelley Long?
Can't stand her character.
Yeah.
What a pompous. She's like the Dan Lewis of bitches.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much I hated her until I just started watching the series again.
Did you start over from the first episode?
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. I mean, she gets a few good lines, but it wasn't until Kirstie Alley came on. It's like, okay, not really pompous, just kind of almost Sam's mirror image, but a chick.
Yeah.
Not watching anything else new. Blue Bloods is probably the only thing I'm watching that's new that's doing well. Normally, if I like something, it's about to get canceled.
See, this is one of those things that you've caught on at the right time. You started early on
this
show.
Well, it's a show about police officers.
There's plenty of cop shows on TV.
I know, but this covers the gamut. You've got the police commissioner.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck's daughter is the assistant DA, so you have that angle. Mm-hmm. You have Danny Reagan, who is a detective, so you have that angle. You have the patrol officer, who is Jamie Reagan. Tom Selleck's dad, which is kind of weird. Tom Selleck lives in his daddy's house.
And he's a police commissioner?
With his daddy. His daddy used to be the police commissioner.
So basically, do they work for the nepotism department? That's feeling like what this show is called. Blue Bloods, parentheses, Nepotism City.
They run into that in the storyline sometimes of, well, you're Reagan's boy. Obviously, you're going to cop an attitude. He goes, I never told you anything. I never said anything about my dad. But, you know, there's going to be one episode where somebody tells, like, Jamie the patrolman, well, you can't do that. You see this name tag right here? That's Reagan. That ain't Ronald Reagan, mother. That's Commissioner Reagan. Now, Lieutenant, why don't you suck my and play some Buck Owens? But that throws a twist in there. If they all have to, Tom Selleck, anytime anybody's in trouble in the family, he says, they have to deal with the system just like anybody else. Mm. I'm not bailing them out. And he goes, and I will not play off 9/11 to recruit people, police officers, to New York.
It's very noble.
Well, it is, but you're kind of playing 9/11 just because it's in the TV show.
It is.
But you can tell certain lines. I don't know if Tom Selleck ever served in the military. But they showed him one time in front of the reflecting pool in New York, the memorial.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a true moment. If I go to New York, it'll be the moment that I'll have.
You realize there's going to be other people there, right?
Where?
When you go?
I'll go at night.
Okay. I don't know what kind of a target you make yourself being the sobbing person.
I'm sure I'm not going to stand out.
Okay.
Why you bring that up?
What?
About me going.
You brought it up.
Well, but you said, you know, other people are going to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't care. I'm in New York. Nobody knows me.
Yeah, but you said before, you were just like, I don't know if I want anybody seeing me when I'm sitting
here
crying. I don't
want any of you. If you guys go, I don't want you going with me.
Oh, okay.
What would be the big deal? You've seen all of us have cried together.
I think this would be one of the more intense moments. Just after watching all the video and all the squad cars and the fire trucks driving into the smoke as opposed to people running out of it. It's like I've said before, me driving a fire truck, I see all that business going on, you're going to find me in Boca Raton. How'd you get that fire engine to Boca Raton?
In just a couple of hours.
Okay, let's start news.
Okay.
6:13, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is a Thursday, March 12th, 2015. Birthdays today from the Thor movies. Jamie Alexander turns 31. He played Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight. Aaron Eckhart turns 47. From Iron Maiden, Steve Harris, he turns 59. Porn star Ron Jeremy is 62. James Taylor is 67. Mitt Romney, 68. Liza Minnelli is 69. Al Jarreau, 75. And the original Agent 99 from Get Smart, Barbara Feldon, turns 82 today. What?
I don't know. It seems impossible.
That Barbara Feldon is 82?
Yeah. She's hot. No cans.
Hmm.
But 82. I have no interest.
I'll be sure to let her people know. A demonstration took place Wednesday night at the Dallas home of 19-year-old Parker Rice, one of two former OU students who admitted to leading a racist chant aboard a party bus. The other former student has been ID'd as 20-year-old Levi Pettit, who graduated from Highland Park High School in 2013. The protest was peaceful for the most part, with about 30 demonstrators. Dallas police stood nearby, ensuring they stayed in the street and did not hold any signs. One of the protesters...
Why can't you hold any signs?
I wondered that, too. I don't know. I guess that's part of a protest ordinance or maybe something in a neighborhood that you can't hold up a sign. It must be neighborhood-related.
There may be a loophole of, like, you can't hold a sign for any reason because... You go, hey, we're advertising going out of business.
Right.
Oh, and we hate white people.
That's why I wonder
it just
if
may
it
be
can't
one
be...
of those things of the, no signs, no placards, no anything for any reason.
Yeah. From the Next Generation Action Network, Kiara Saunders said, I think he needs to at least make a public apology. Let us see your face. Let us know you're sincere. A lawyer could have written that, the apology that he wrote. If you're really sorry, show us that you're sorry.
We're talking about who now? Which person?
She wants one of the kids from the bus to do it.
He who?
She, from the Next Generation Action Network, Kiara Saunders.
Wants he who?
One of the kids who led the racist chant.
Okay, does she know his name?
According to this, I don't know if she knows her name. She refers to him as he.
Okay, well, if she doesn't really know who he is, I don't know why he needs to apologize.
Demonstration took place, home of Parker Rice. So she must be talking about Parker.
Okay. That's what I was looking for. I'm still trying. I'm lost. The guy with the tux in the middle of the aisle, he was, what was his name?
That was the Parker Rice.
Okay. What good is an apology going to do?
Well,
you know, had they done it and nobody recorded it and put it online and all of a sudden he goes on Facebook and went, you know what? We did some jacked up ass on the bus on the way to this cotillion, whatever the hell it was. And I had no business saying that. I had no business being part of it. I admit to it before anybody finds out. I'm ashamed that I led the chant. Then it might mean something. Never means anything after you get caught.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why anybody wants an apology. It's not going to change anything.
Because
you
right.
can say whatever you want. You don't, unless you hook them up to a lie detector, you have no idea really what their thoughts are. That lie detector's not 100%, but it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm. One of the neighbors, Michael Grimm, defended his block and the residents because he says that, I will say I heard some of them say that the neighborhood is racist, and that's totally incorrect. That's painting with a very broad brush when you start saying things like that.
Well, yeah, just because, you know, one family in one neighborhood uses the N-word doesn't mean everybody does. I have no idea what my neighbors say. I don't talk to any of them. I could be surrounded by racists. I have no clue.
This is part of the problem that you have when you get, you know, that sort of mob mentality. People are bothered. They're pissed off. You're pissed off at a dumb 19-year-old racist brat, just S-stick. And you look around a really nice neighborhood and you say, I bet they're all racist. Well, that doesn't make you a whole lot better than him. Stop it. Grow up a little bit.
Because you've thrown in being a stereotype into a situation where... How many black people live in that neighborhood? Okay, well, what? You can't make black people move into a white neighborhood or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you judge? You just go, okay, these people, you know, whether it's their fault or not, in essence, they raised a hole.
And that's what another guy says. Dominique Alexander said he believes, or she believes, Rice's upbringing had something to do with his behavior. We're going to the root of the issue, how he was raised. He just didn't get it in 6 months. We don't want to do anything radical toward this family, but make a statement. We're not going to tolerate it. And that's what we touched on a little bit yesterday. It absolutely is possible that, his parents did everything that you're supposed to do to raise a good kid, and the kid still ended up like an a-hole.
Hey, you've got kids that come out of brothers around the same age, come out of a household, and one's got one perspective, one's got another, even though they grew up in the same environment.
Yeah. That to me is the biggest – is the thing I have the biggest problem with is it's the whole guilty by association. The parents – they had to learn it somewhere. It didn't have to happen in the home. I've seen people get influenced by things, many things, outside of the home. It's very possible it could have been the parents, but it's also possible that it wasn't.
Well, but the theory is still there. Is a lot of it, not necessarily this, but let's go to eating habits.
Okay.
It's learned behavior.
Yeah.
Most fat people end up having fat kids because the fat kids watch the fat parents eat, and that's all they know. That's their perspective. That's their point of view. So if you can learn, you know, to be a glutton by being around your parents, why can't you learn to be a racist?
And you can. And that, and to me, that's how the Klan has still propagated. Is that, you know, you get someone in early enough and you fill their head full of nonsense, and they're going to grow up thinking that's gospel. But it still is possible for someone to grow up in a situation
but
and break from it.
What is the outcome? That I go back to almost every situation where there's some type of prejudicial element of what's the outcome? You know, the Klan is not going to eliminate black people.
No.
The Southern Baptist or the biblical fanatics, they're not going to eliminate the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going with this? Why is there...
It's a fight. You'll never win.
But they don't realize that. Well, we may not win the war, but we won the battle. Well, the whole idea is if you're going to go into battle is to win the war.
Right.
You're not going to eliminate gay people. You're not going to eliminate gay marriage. You're not going to eliminate the concept that gay people are just an abomination. I hate to go back and quote a wise man, but if you want to push your poo, push your poo. You want to do scissors? Do scissors. I love scissors.
I know you do.
Love to watch that.
We know you're
I don't know what they're getting out of it, but there's just something about those two sea urchins rubbing back and forth.
Just cleaning each other's fish tanks.
Just make, because you know it's making noise. I don't listen to the audio. I always keep it muted.
You should.
But no, I don't want to hear them talk. I don't know if they put music. I have no clue if they put music underneath porn.
I think it just depends on whatever you're watching.
But you know, when they're doing the scissors thing, it's got to be making those. Oh my God. Oh, I'm going to there. I'm stuck.
Cough, real quick, cough.
Where's the hot water?
Might have a sneeze. I just, again, quoting a wise man, I only hate people that have done me wrong on a case-by-case basis.
And that's the way to go. That's a lot easier that way. It's a lot less stress.
I know, but some people just like to get up in the morning and go, all right, what group am I going to hate today? I'm going to hate black people because they stole my job because of EIE or whatever it's called.
EEO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the farmer guy had.
EIEIO.
They want something to hate.
Yeah.
It's like when I got arrested. I'm sure, you know, all the people that hated me, that was just a orgasmic moment. I knew it. You can't, you know, come off that pious and not be a girlfriend beater. Sorry, Slick. Sorry to disappoint you. But people just like that. That's why the internet is just full of the trolls of just spreading hate or trying to get somebody twisted. Can't you just look at something and go, okay, stupid, going on to the next one?
I think most people can, and I think most people do. But the problem is
they have to based on how many people have access to the internet globally.
But what happens is we keep focusing on everyone that's outraged. It's like, okay, some random news story. Oh my God, there 5 people tweeted their disgust. It's a controversy. Shut up. Yeah. No, it's not.
But there's always got to, regardless of how courageous, how selfless an act somebody, if it ends up on YouTube, there's always somebody in the comments section that's going to go, well, they were just doing that because they knew somebody was recording it. Well, you don't know that. You have no clue. All the 9/11 conspiracy idiots. Here's definitive proof that it was an inside job. And then they show me video that I've seen for 14 years.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me you're smarter than I am. You're the one running around on the internet making comments. I just look at the idiots and point at them and go, at least I can identify idiots.
Yeah. Of course, now that you brought that up, I'm going to get another email that says, y'all need to wake up. You don't know what you need to wake up. Click this link. I can't believe you're just sheep.
Well, it's like the was it a chick that called yesterday that said, how come there's not how come they can have the black groups?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How come they get black
like
entertainment
BET
television?
Or something like that.
I hate that mentality.
That's like one of the.
Why isn't there White History Month? There is. It's the other 11 months.
My favorite thing about Russ, oh my gosh, is the point that he makes. Say you prove that 9/11 was done by whoever. What now? What now? What would you do? What would be your next step?
Who are you going to go to?
Yeah.
Who are the authorities you're going to go to? Who's going to be punished? Who's going to be penalized? Well, just as long as people know. I really hate. There's always a group of people that thinks they're smarter than the populace.
Yeah.
And there's only one person that's smarter than the populace, and that's me.
That may be one of the smartest things you've ever said.
And the reason I'm smarter than the populace is I know that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
If the government tells me something, I'm just going to take it at face value. There's nothing I can do to change it. If 9/11 was a conspiracy or an inside job, there is nothing I can do to go back and change that or save those 3,000 lives that were lost on that day. Why not just honor those people, honor the police and fire that volunteered their lives, gave it up to go and save those people? Why not do that as opposed to try and go back and convince everybody it was a conspiracy by the government? If it was, then the government would already be at your house and you would be vivisected. Well, we don't have freedom of speech. You were retards are saying anything you want on the internet and you don't think you have freedom of speech? You f***ing retards. Really?
No, the government is controlling the weather.
Like that dildo in Austin.
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
They got weather machines.
InfoWars.
People driving around in these tornado cars.
Well, first of all, that's a tornado, you dipshit. They're controlling the weather.
With Chryslers.
They knew the levees were going to collapse in
New Orleans.
New Orleans and the Corps engineers did nothing about it.
Well, did you do any research before you came up with this concept? I mean, Mayor Nagin, he was already convicted on corruption charges.
Yeah, and you wonder.
And he was running the city.
Yeah.
Even the governor didn't really call for any help from the government. Why didn't you evacuate those people? Don't make me say it again. You could have. Well, those buses were underwater. I'm going to swear. Only people in the video stream are going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Those buses were not underwater.
That is so true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
See,
yes.
I don't need Doc Brown and a chalkboard to figure that out.
why didn't you use those buses to evacuate? Well, those were underwater. Well, they weren't underwater before Katrina came through. You ignorant. It's the things that, that's what sometimes makes me rethink my own perspective is maybe I'm just so stupid to where I don't get it.
I don't think that's the case at all. I think you are aware. And the problem is,
but I mean, people use that excuse of, well, you know, the buses were underwater.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it was because of Katrina and the waves, right. Walking on sunshine. I mean, at a certain point, you go, okay, there's just so much stupidity running amok. Maybe I'm the common denominator.
You? No. Oh, that came out bad. Can I reverse a second?
I don't know. You just got the F you Dan face.
But thanks for not going all the way. Hey, he's up there, Clint Eastwood. Squinting so hard, you're about to pop something like a blood vessel. Alfie says 3.
Okay. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah. I don't believe that there should be a black entertainment television, but I don't believe that there should be a white entertainment television either. It's done with. I mean, how many hundreds of years ago did that happen? I mean, I didn't do it. You didn't do it. You know, I don't understand why there should be an issue with it all still.
So you don't think there should be? You don't think there should be a BET on cable?
No, I don't think there should be a BET on cable. I don't think there should be a white entertainment television on cable either. I don't think there should be any of it. I think it should just be done with. I mean, I think it's somewhat prejudiced that there is a black entertainment television, but I would think it's prejudiced that there is a white entertainment television as well.
And, you know, to a certain degree, you've got a point. All right, you can't turn the radio down. If you want to eventually erode the divisiveness, then really there shouldn't be a black entertainment network.
But the main reason that there is a BET is money. The reason why there is any channel is money. If it's a specific channel for a specific... The reason why there's a food network, because that company knows people want to watch a show about food, and so they make money on it.
I like food.
There's the DIY channel, because people
what
like to do...
That?
The DIY channel.
Is that something sexual?
No.
Dong?
No, it's do-it-yourself. It's like a home
show.
Oh,
that's masturbation channel.
Oh, no.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:39, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Taco Bell. Let's get started off in Carrollton. Carrollton, southbound I-35, just before Frankfort Road. That road construction there has been cleared out. Thank you. Traffic there is backed up back from FM 1171 in Louisville. In Hearst now, westbound 183, right at 820. Got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic is backed up back from Bedford Road. And finally, in Colleyville, southbound 121, right near Glade Road, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is kind of just jacked up in the area. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lowe's. Tonight, some rain and a low of 52. Tomorrow, rain and a high of 64. Right now, 66 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Has been become addicted to the drive. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. That is steady.
And hold it, Loki.
Aye, 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 aye.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, whatever.
What is it, Chloe?
I'm trying to think. Who is in the song? Who is? Is it Will and Sonny Make It Move? Who's,
Will and Sonny.
Who's that?
They were the guys that were the star of the TV show Moving On in 74, 75. Why did a Merle did a newer version with Kix and Ronnie?
Yeah, Kix and Brooks and Dunn. Kix, what, Brooks, Ronnie Dunn.
One of the Brooks and Dunn dudes.
Well, I don't know which one.
He changed it to, you know, Kix and Ronnie keep on. I don't know. To me, that version is sacrilegious.
it's not as good. Mm.
It's Will and Sonny.
Mm, mm.
Merle's version sounds better than mine. It pisses me off.
Well, yours was on the fly. You didn't have the lyrics in front of you. You didn't want to do it in the first place. For to take all that into consideration, it sounds pretty damn good.
Anytime you got to qualify something, that...
No, just, I'm saying like, and you didn't want to do it. That's not really a qualification, really.
I was going to do it for the foundation. And again... There were people that donated afterwards that said, I meant to do it right then, but didn't. Mm-hmm. So it was well over $4,500 we made for that two-minute song during the Christmas break. Let's go live. I gotta see Merle.
Okay, Russ.
And I don't think we archive that show on RussMartin.fm, so you don't hear the conversation between Clove, Alfie, and me, because, Dan, you were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tried to talk me out of it. Yeah, that's not a good idea. You can't sing.
Instead, you probably got,
yeah, I think it's a good idea. And then Alfie's like, yeah, do it, boss.
do it, boss. And then throw in a Watkins reference.
Yeah. And also throw a racial slur. Good job, Russ.
Hey, once Captain Howard started calling in and throwing money into the ring.
I don't think Captain Howard was part of that.
No, he was when it was just.
That was another time.
Yeah.
It was
Ben.
Ben Garrison that started. Well, he didn't really start it. Somebody called and went, all right, I'll donate $500 if you sing the Merle song. And then Ben Garrison called and went,
hey, whatever you guys are doing, I got $1,000 if you do it.
And I know, even in Ben's most drunken stupor, if he promises something to the foundation, that's golden.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, I can't hear the song now. But when Merle does it, it sounds empty if there's not the help me, Jesus.
God.
At the very beginning of it. Help me, Jesus. So I hope Merle updates the version when he plays at Billy Bob's. All right, Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Those are people calling about the racist stuff over the past week.
Didn't that Gregory call, call yesterday?
Yes, he did.
Has Gregory got that many G's in it?
I believe so. Three. Gregory.
I'm going to ask him.
I bet it's two.
Gregory.
Yes, sir.
How do you spell your name?
Gregoire.
Oof. All right, Alfie put it, too many G's in there.
So do we have it right?
It's a French version of Gregory.
I was going to say, are we saying it right as Gregory, or should we be calling you Gregoire?
Well, that's close enough. Only my mama calls me that, though.
Your mama calls you Gregoire?
Or when she's mad at me.
She goes full French?
Yes, she does.
So what do you want us to call you?
Well, Greg is fine. I'll answer to it.
But you'll answer to Gregoire.
Well, like I said, only my mama calls me that, and... Unless I was looking, doing something wrong, I probably would.
All right. Well, you're not in trouble. I blew it.
That's a good try.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are certainly realists. I appreciate your take on the BET, but it's really pretty simple. Most the same reason you got Telemundo, same reason you got the Vietnamese channel, it's because we just don't talk the same language.
Well, we do. Say it again.
There's nuances in there that aren't necessarily understood.
You're right. Telemundo. First of all, Telemundo, I don't need to understand the language. I know a fat, ugly guy in a tuxedo and bouncing boobies. That's fine for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
BET, I've never watched because I haven't had cable or satellite in a long time. But I can see the argument of, doesn't it create some divisiveness if you've got a black entertainment network?
Well, look at it this way. And one of the other guys said it's about money. You're not going to see Billy Dee Williams and Colt 45 commercials on with The Bachelor. It's just not going to happen. At the same time, while you're watching The Bachelor, you're not going to see commercials for Soul Glow or Afro Sheen.
That's true.
You're watching The Bachelor, you ain't seeing no black people at all.
There you go.
Mm. Although, if Billy Dee was on there, I'd be more apt to watch.
We all would.
Because sometimes you never know when friends are going to stop by.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, boss.
Works every time.
Yeah, Officer Lonnie was the bachelor. Man.
Woo-wee.
Boom, bitches.
God.
Oh, new season of The Bachelor. Already here.
Talk about the line of bitches around the corner just wanting to try out for that.
Man, I had to turn down 4,500 bitches just to get on that show. Man, they was all wet outside. Started flowing inside the studios. What's it on?
Just say the mansion.
The mansion.
Had to have it on an ark.
I had to get some water wings because you know I don't float. And I snorkel. Because if I won't eat it, I sure ain't drinking it.
I feel like that should be in a fortune cookie.
If I won't eat it, I sure ain't drinking it.
Yep. And then get some lotto numbers on the back.
Man, I can't talk no more. I got to go. I got to pull some bitches over. Right. Turn on my siren. Got to go. Officer Lonnie out. And one Adam 12 inch.
I'm really surprised he's not one of the people that doesn't drive up here and just beat my ass.
I am too.
I don't know. No, he does know what I look like because he's watched the video stream. Because if he ever came in here, the first thing I'm going to do is,
nuh-uh.
This is the F I'm not.
No, you hit your finger. You pointed back at yourself.
That's Rush.
Yeah, okay. Even if he hadn't, you walk in the room and it's like, okay, which one of these guys looks like a redneck?
That's not what you were going to say.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
All right, which one of you guys is the old motherfucker? Oh, yeah.
I didn't go there. You did.
That's where you were going to go.
No, it wasn't.
You saved it.
I didn't save anything. I said it right the first time.
Whatever.
I'm just good at thinking it.
Oh, damn.
I'm just playing.
Any more of these, Alfie?
Line 4. That's our Camille.
We have a Camille?
We do.
We do?
Well, all right.
I will ask as well, how long have we had a Camille?
We've had a Camille for about, I guess, two and a half years now.
Do you talk to her a lot, never put her through?
I put her in almost every time. She has good points that she comes up with.
Will I recognize her voice?
Hopefully.
Hi, Camille.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
I know you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your caller before the break, I had to pull over because my blood pressure just shot through the roof.
Now, I am not a big supporter of BET specifically, but there is a need for those stations.
Why did your blood pressure shoot through the roof, baby doll?
I'm sorry?
I said, why did your blood pressure shoot through the roof?
Well, because his comment about it being 100 years ago, and I assume he's referring to slavery, but, you know, the civil rights movement, that's only, what, 50 years removed from today. There's still people alive who, such as my grandparents, who had to fear lynching for looking at someone the wrong way.
Well, you, let me get rid of this voice. Hang on a second. But you dig this voice, don't you?
I do dig this voice.
Does it make you wet? You wait till I pull you over to the mid-cities. You better have a bucket and a sponge, really.
I live in mid-city, so yeah, I'll be on the lookout.
Woo! Yeah, you're right. It's really sad that in my lifetime, first of all, I don't remember the civil rights movement because in the mid-60s. Okay, sorry, I got it now. In the mid-60s, I would have been 4 or 5. So obviously I didn't remember the civil rights movement. I certainly didn't remember Dr. King. But it's, you would have thought all of this would have been gone a long time ago. All this divisiveness, all this racism, all of this. But you know what? We can't get straight on religions. We all believe, there are a lot of us believe in God, but we think our God's better than your God. Mm-hmm. And we go to war over it. And there have been more deaths probably based on religion than anything else. Your God sucks. No, well, my God eats kennel ration. Your God sucks. Mm-hmm. Your God climbs on rocks.
You know, we should just all love one, you know, entity as a whole. But, you know, everyone's obviously accustomed to their own beliefs. It's when those beliefs start to encroach upon the rights of others.
Well, what I don't get is just hating somebody that's done you no wrong. All right, so say you believe in Booty or Buddha or whoever the fella is, the guy with the thing.
Buddha?
Yeah. Or just a different god. Why does that mean that I've got to hate you or you got to hate me? I've totally missed that. I don't have the time to hate all these different people. The people I hate have it coming.
Exactly. And, you know, I've started getting a position of pity for, you know, adamant racists. Like, how do you live every day with that much hate towards someone that you're going to interact with in this country at some point in time? You know, you can't walk down the street unless you live in a completely, you know, whitewashed neighborhood. You're going to run into a minority. And if you have that kind of hate, every day of your life must suck. And I feel bad for you.
Yeah. How do you have to just suck it up? Let's say you're white and you hate black people. Do you have to suck it up when you go someplace and interact with a black person? Doesn't that make you two-faced?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And you wake up every day with just go, all right, why am I going to hate white people or black people today? I understand being pissed off at Asians who don't know how to drive. I think all races agree to that one. Even Asians agree to that.
Mm. Well, I can only agree to that one because I did date an Asian guy and he did not know how to drive. It drove me crazy.
Everett took me to Everett. All right, I don't want to throw him under the Asian bus. But he was the first one that pointed it out. And then he takes me to this Asian restaurant. As soon as we pull into the parking lot, two cars almost hit us.
You know what I saw on the road yesterday? I swear.
But I'm not, I can't say that's all Asians, and I won't ever say that's all Asians because I realize there's good and bad in every group.
Well, but it's funny. You can compliment a group and say, hey, Asians are really good at math. Nobody's got a problem with that. But if you go, Asians really kind of iffy with driving.
Now you're causing a riot.
Oh, well, I mean, I come up a lot with opposition because, you know, I don't certainly act black or speak black. And to someone to come up to me and be like, oh, well, you're so eloquent. You speak so well. Well, you know.
Yeah, where did you pick that up as a black? Yeah, where'd you pick that up as a black woman?
And I mean, I can't tell you the amount of times where I've heard, oh, you're really pretty for a black girl. Well, then you don't know many black women, apparently, because I'm not the prettiest one out there. I don't even think I'm prettier than any of them, but.
You sound like the prettiest of all women. You would.
Oh, thank you.
You would be my princess. Oh. And if I knew the words, Alfie,
Sing the words from Coming to America.
She's your queen to be. Queen to be forever.
One more.
Do you still love the show, sweetie?
I'm sorry.
Never mind.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
704. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy's and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Traffic Warrant Roundup. Let's get started off in Carrollton, south on I-35. Let's get started off in Carrollton. South on 35, just before Frankfort Road. Road construction there has been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up back from FM 1171. Also in Carrollton, side street accident for you. Southbound Josie, just before the bush. That part of the road is completely shut down. There was a car chase that ended there, apparently. Let's move into Plano. Southbound 75, right at Spring Creek. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up into Allen, back from Bethany. Into Colleyville, southbound 121, right near Glade. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still backed up back from 121. Finally in Hurst. Westbound 183, right at Loop 820. That accident there is now in the clearing stages. Traffic still backed up back from Bedford Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Lowe's tonight. A few showers late, a low of 52. Tomorrow, rain and a high of 64. Right now, 65. The 97.1 The Eagle.
Attention, all ass gratification fans. Do you feel as though your current booty-pleasing devices lack a certain amount of shenanigans? After spending the last 10 months feverishly researching in the magical land of Ireland, a team of scientists from Pretty Little Dan Inc. have finally made an astounding breakthrough. Are you ready for a dando that's sure to make your ass jump around? Are you looking to pack it up and pack it in your ass? Well, get up, stand up, come on, and throw your hands up for the Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando. The Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando is the ultimate in novelty Irish themed titillation and mutilation. It'll make your ass bleed green. After insertion, the Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando's shamrock shaped flavor. Spigot. Shamrock shaped. Shamrock. Shamrock shaped. Face. After insertion, the butt-bubbling Dublin Dando's shamrock-shaped flavor spigots deploy and secrete a mixture of Guinness, Jameson, and magically delicious potato soup. No St. Patrick's Day celebration is complete without a butt-bubbling Dublin Dando. Take it to the parade, pub, or a Celtic ass-pounding famine orgy. Faminini? Plus, the butt-bubbling Dublin Dando is one-size-fits-all. From Leprechaun to Liam Neeson, it's sure to satisfy. So if you're ready for a whale of a time, order now. You don't even have to spend a pot of gold. The Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando is available for four lucky payments of $44.44. Order within the next 10 minutes and receive a free YouTube album. It's the Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando, another fine product from PLD Inc.
I'm shifting gears. This product sounds up.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
One of two things needs to happen. We either need to win a Marconi or be institutionalized.
I know which way I'm leaning.
Yeah. There's no reason to lock us up.
Yeah, I think there might be.
Yeah, I need to start.
Just because Alfie was ready to sing one of the songs from Coming to America?
Not just one of, not just a song.
And in fact, that I thought he was going to stop, but he just kept playing.
No, he knows it.
No, I knew he knew it. I don't know if Camille got it.
If I was her, I would feel special. Just saying.
Yeah. And I said, you my princess. You my chosen one.
It really is kind of surprising. Alpha, you should be a wedding singer. You can just go to different weddings and sing that song.
It's just the fact that we were all on the same page. Singing Alfie. Close going, Coming to America? You mean like Neil Diamond? Alfie knew.
Yep. Alfie knew what we wanted.
Sing the very beginning.
She's your queen, Kobe.
This is either fantastically entertaining to the masses or just to us. And I don't know.
It's sometimes it's a crapshoot. We just find out at different times.
Are we about due for the monthly ratings?
Probably.
They come out on Monday.
It's next Monday?
Yep.
Hmm. Okay. Be curious to see how we did for February and how 1190 did.
Yes. Ooh, they're going to be very excited. Or just completely crushed.
They showed up without spending a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Not a penny. No advertising. Nothing. As far as I know, all the shows on 1190 are, well, Rodney's probably paying. Maybe they've f***ing him around so good it pays for the rest of the station.
It might.
But the who's Michael Berry's on in the afternoons?
Yes.
Supposed to be a big wig out of
Houston.
Houston. Then you got some financial shows in the middle of the day. Rodney follows us at 11. Our show they get for free because I made some deals.
Singing the song, Abby. She's your queen to be, a queen to be forever, a queen who'll do whatever His Highness desires.
What? What do you have on hold?
Those are people talking about race relations in the U.S.
That fits in perfectly with the last 2 minutes.
Do we need have any songs on standby? I guess not. Okay. Go ahead, Shari. Is it Shari or Sherry? Yes, ma'am.
People calling in, the young folks calling in, talking about they don't like BET. Okay, don't watch it. It's all about variety now. When we were growing up, we had, what, like 10, 12 channels maybe?
Bitch, when did you grow up? I didn't have no 10, 12. When I was a kid, we had 4, 5, 8, 11, 13, and if you were uppity, you had UHF. And that's what UHF stood for. Uppity.
Yeah. That's all you had. Now, you got like 200 channels. You got the cable, the satellite, whatever. You can watch whatever you want to watch. And my thing to them, if they want to see some real TV, they should watch Turton Classic Movies, see some real movies, good old movies. They got about 20 cartoon channels for kids. We didn't have that. They got so much stuff for you to watch. If you don't want to, they complain about the BET. Don't watch it. Watch what you like.
I think what the if you don't mind me saying, the honkies are complaining about is, how come there's a BET? BET and we can't have a WET. Well, we do. It's the RFD channel.
What's the VH1?
I don't know. There are black people on VH1.
Yeah. They got that. They got all of that.
But for the most part, television up until, I don't know. I would say the mid to late 70s was predominantly white. And then you had Good Times. You had the Jeffersons. You had
Sanford and Son.
Sanford. Love Sanford and Son.
Yeah, that's just TV show. They complain about the stations.
I understand. But
if you don't want to watch that station, don't watch it. They even got stations for retired people. They got a RLTV channel. It's for retired people. They got the home network.
Wait, hold on. Back up. What, the retired? Can I ask how old you are?
55. You already know that.
Well, I can't remember every time you call.
Better start.
But you, how do you know about the, I've never heard of this, the Retired People Network?
It's called RLTV.
Yeah, Retired Living.
Oh, Retired Living. What kind of programming's on there? Is it like Murder, She Wrote and
No. No. It's just like gardening and different things for older people, you know.
So why do you watch it if you're only 55?
I like the cooking part. What is old guy cooks on he cooks on a hearth on a fireplace deal. He's awesome.
It's not the old Cajun chef guy, is it?
No, okay. He died.
Well, I didn't know if this is new programming or if this is old reruns.
I know who she's talking about. What was his name, sweetie?
Oh, you're talking about Justin Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Wilson died some years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was he was Cajun.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I always forgot his name, but I remembered the show.
Yeah.
Talk to her for a second. I got a cough.
Okay.
So is this so this is new shows that come on the RLTV, including the cooking show?
The gardening, the Victory Garden used to come on PBS.
Why do you watch all this? You sound like a vibrant woman.
I like gardening. I like cooking, and I just watch this kind of stuff. And
you sound like you could be my next queen, Alfie.
Of course I could.
Alfie,
she's your queen. Alfie.
Y'all so stupid.
He right. Mm-hmm. And that's why I go, well, I won't go for stupid.
You know,
I go RMS. Mm-hmm. That's why I pick up good stupid people.
And to get more stupid and more information on the stupid, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show stupid audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. Find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well for all things. 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Mickey 6 is up next for all things Talk Radio 1190. Go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson's up next.
All right. See you guys later.
Later.
The Metroplex.